Hastings College football is on the air, and this is Countdown to Kickoff. We begin each game day with Paul Merkowitz pregame show, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. We service what we sell at 1035 South Burlington in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College football this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. We're at Bulldog Stadium in Seward today as Hastings College gets set to take on the Concordia Bulldogs as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Paul Merkowitz. And coach, a loss last week to the University of Sioux Falls, 34-10. Played these guys are pretty tough for two quarters on into the third, and this could make the plays at the end.
Yeah, we just we ran out of gas. I think we weren't productive enough offensively to keep them on their heels. And then I think when they started to get some big plays, we really started scrambling. They caught us in a couple of coverages, and good football team, and they executed a lot better, I think, in the second half. And that happens when you get against a good team sometimes like that. But I thought, going in, we took care of the football. Now, we weren't real risky with it, but we took care of the football, did some nice things with time of possession, had a few penalties in there we'd like to get rid of, put our defense in some bad positions. But all in all, I was extremely pleased with our effort. I really was. We don't take a lot out of moral victories, but I think it's something you can definitely build on.
Hastings sitting at 2-2 now in the season. This is about the same spot we were last year at this time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and we were able to get on a roll, and I'd rather do it the other way, but there's nothing wrong with doing this way either, and so we just need to keep building on what we did last week, and I think our kids know that. We've talked extensively about that. If we go into the game saying, hey, if we play as well today as we played last week, we'll be in good shape, then we stop losing track of the details and the things that put us in that position last week. So that's really been our focus. I think we've had a pretty productive week this week, and I like the game plan we have together for this afternoon.
Everybody looks in Concordia. Yeah, Hastings should win this ball game, but I'll tell you what, the last two trips we've come here to Seward have not been easy for us.
No, I mean, any of these games, I guess, in our league, regardless of where we're playing, they're tough games. I think the teams know each other so well. There's not a lot that we're going to run. There's not a lot that they're going to run. That we don't know. Now it's just a matter of who can execute. Obviously, again, take care of the football. I think turnovers were big a year ago, especially helped us towards the end of the first half and definitely in the third quarter. And so, again, continue to lean on our defense and ask them to get as many three and outs as they can. And then offensively, we gotta get away from the three and out and extend drives and make some plays.
We put so much, right? I think we put so much into the ball game last week with Sioux Falls. Are you concerned about how the guys are going to come out today?
No, because I think a lot of guys came out, when we graded that film on Sunday, I think a lot of guys came out with pretty good grades. So I think it was something where we felt like we had a lot of guys play well. I think the guys understand what's at stake, and each week is a different challenge, we've said this every Saturday. I think our guys do a pretty good job on Sunday turning the page and moving to the next one and getting ready, because we have six regular season games left, and so that's not a lot. And so the season's moving along pretty quickly, but we got to take care of the details and do the things we need to do.
Hastings and Concordia here this afternoon in Seward. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Paul Merkowitz pregame show on 1230 KHAS.
Score more savings with Toshiba televisions at Rogers Incorporated. Kick off the season with big savings on a new Toshiba TV and get up to a $50 delivery rebate by mail with the purchase of a qualifying Toshiba TV, $7.99 and up. Plus 12 months, no interest with monthly payments. Offers good through October 2nd. Ask Rogers for details. Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings, open every day.
Coach, we'll close up shop, so to speak, on the University of Sioux Falls game last week. First of all, the defense gave up a lot of yards last week, but I think you made Sioux Falls, made the Cougars work for just about everything they got in this
week. We really did, and I think they got a special young man playing quarterback for them, and I think he just – it's something that you don't hear coaches talk a lot about, but he just extends plays, and I don't care if you're watching games on Saturday or you're watching NFL games on Sunday. If you got a quarterback, they extend the play by 1 or 2 seconds, man, it really puts your secondary in a tough position, and he just really did a nice job with it, and like I said, we just kind of wore us down over a period of time. I think guys got kind of tired of, we're right there, we're a step away, and he just did a nice job of throwing the ball in.
Aaron Verlinde was our top defensive star a week ago. Seven tackles, had two pass breakups as well. He seems to be settling into the Bronco D.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, we're doing a lot of different things in the secondary. We have over the last couple of games to try and give as many looks. And he's kind of the quarterback back there. And I think he's really done a nice job of understanding what Coach Harper and Coach Hildebrand are looking for from him back there. And doing a really good job getting us into our checks. But now all of a sudden, Steiner kind of sticking his nose in there, making some tackles when he needs to, but also defending the pass extremely well.
You take a look at the GPAC statistics on defense. We're not number one, number two up there. We're not up to the top in a lot of those major categories, but do you get the feeling the defense is playing maybe better than it was last year?
I do. I really do. We're not turning people over quite as much, but I think we knew going in that was an unbelievable year with some of the things that we were able to do. But I really feel like we've been able to on more occasions this year than last year just to play the run with the three guys up front and play our defense and play our whole package without a bunch of blitzing and putting guys in the secondary in difficult positions and that kind of happened a little bit Saturday, you know, or I think, and we kind of knew that going in, as well as they run the football and as big as they are up front, we'd had to give them a couple of different looks. But, you know, in the games prior to, we were able to line up in three-man fronts, and it allows us to be pretty sound in the secondary and let those guys make some plays.
Yeah, the biggest change is the turnover margin. We were plus 44 last year. I think we're coming to this ball game today at zero, so that's probably the biggest change in defense.
Yeah, it really is. And I think more of it comes from where, as much as we turned the ball over early on. I mean, we're again, better last week with none, and I think the Dort game maybe won, but I mean Northwestern, we're going to chase that all year. That's five turnovers. I mean, there's teams that haven't turned the ball over five times yet, and so so it's something we're looking at, but I think we're also kind of saying, hey, let's put that game aside and see where we're at and try to evaluate different statistics and different things relative to what we have coming up next.
Let's go back to the Hastings College offense. Coach, once again, we have trouble running the football against Sioux Falls. A lot of teams do, but we just kind of keep coming back to that rushing attack. We had troubles against Dort, had troubles last week against Sioux Falls. Where do we stand there?
Well, a week ago we really started opening some things up with some different things that we were running, and our hope is that today we'll have a little bit more success because, I think we kind of knew we were going to struggle running the football with Sioux Falls, and we needed to maybe try to get some big plays in the passing game, where here I think this week you're going to see us in a lot more traditional things that we run. I mean, shoot, a week ago we were in some no backs. We were, stuff that we just don't generally run, and we were in it a ton. My hope is that we're able to spread them out a little bit, and try to get some seams. You know, we really, it's been a couple of weeks since we've gotten Dalton going, and I don't think it's anything he's doing. It's just kind of a culmination of things. We're a block short, or maybe we're a little bit technique, or we miss a read, or the defense blitzes into something that we're not ready to handle. And so it's just a culmination of a lot of things, and we just need to get out there and play. And as we start to get success, I think it'll start to build. And 'cause I think there's some good football players there, and I know they're working hard. It's just, I know they're getting frustrated too, and we just got to kind of work our way through that.
And part of that reason is because you told me earlier that teams are starting to pack the box on us because we have not been able to make plays in the passing game. Is that right?
Yeah, we're struggling. I mean, and that's where I think it hurts. Where a year ago, when we got that look, we were able to kind of get people off our back a little bit. And so you may see a little bit more play action, and you may see a little bit more of that kind of stuff on rundowns and things like that. It doesn't help your run game, but it'll help your pass game. And that's, there is a productive three and out. I mean, you want to stay away from that, but you can do some things and set some things up in those types of situations. And again, you get back into what we talked about week one. When you throw the ball on first down and you're successful, you're picking up another first down. When you're not, now you're in second and 10. Now are you in a throw down or are you in a run down? And that makes it very, very difficult. And so you got to kind of pick your spots. I've got to kind of do a better job of picking my spots and just run our stuff and stay with what we're staying. Stop listening to what everybody's got to say about we need to do this and that and the other. We are what we are, and we run, and we know our personnel, and our guys feel comfortable with what we're doing. We just need to do it.
Are we missing Maurice Mansfield more than we thought we would? Or
I don't know if you could miss Maurice Mansfield more than I thought we would, but no, because I think we're getting different guys doing different things, you know you're going to miss him. I mean, we miss Mac defensively. I mean, it's just it's the same kind of thing. We're going to miss Ernesto next year like you wouldn't believe. But, you know, it's just that you got to have guys step up and replace, and it's going to be different, you know, and that's just kind of the way it is. And it's like that at every program. It's like that at Hastings. It's like that at Kearney. It's like that at the University of Nebraska. And so different guys just need to step up, and look is different. And so that's hard sometimes to get used to. But I think the productivity will come over a period of time.
All right, Hastings and Concordia here this afternoon at Bulldog Stadium in Seward. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the pregame show, Countdown to Kickoff, at 1230 KHAS.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Score more savings with Toshiba Televisions at Rogers Incorporated. Kick off the season with big savings on a new Toshiba TV and get up to a $50 delivery rebate by mail with the purchase of a qualifying Toshiba TV, $799 and up. Plus 12 months, no interest with monthly payments. Offers good through October 2nd. Ask Rogers for details. Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings, open every day.
Back with the coach, Hastings and Concordia this afternoon. Coach, Concordia coming in 1-2 in the conference. They are 2-2 overall, but I'll tell you what, strength of this team, no doubt about it, is their defense. They are good.
Yeah, you know, Fleming and Klein lead them in tackles, and they're all over the place. I think Jared Fleming, I told Coach Winter a year ago, and I told him in the preseason press conference, I think he's as good a linebacker, Fleming is, as we see. He single-handedly handled us in the first half a year ago. And then we were able to finally find him. Either that or he just got tired, I think. And they also have some guys in the defensive line that have given us some problems over the last couple of years with some of the movement and the way that they play. And so they are going to clutter the line of scrimmage is the nicest way I can say it. You're going to see four D linemen for the first time, and you're going to get a fifth lineman as a linebacker or a linebacker as a lineman. They'll put two linebackers in there. Sometimes they'll put three. And so they're going to force us in some instances to be able to throw the ball. But I think we need to be able to see if we can run the ball against that. And anyway, we can get a hat on a hat and everything. And now we just need to be able to move some people. And I think some of that comes with our splits and our alignment and maybe spread them out a little bit instead of having, 16 guys within a 13-yard area, between the hashes and give the ball to Dalton and say, figure it out. I'd rather try to, create some seams with some of our spacing and that type of stuff and then distribute the ball around.
With that many guys in the box again, and especially in the defensive line, is that going to cause the problems for us offensively as far as our line is concerned?
It can. Like I said, if you tighten your splits down, it causes a lot of problems. So we're going to try and widen some things out maybe try and get on the edge a little bit more. We did have some success towards the end of the game last week when we got out on the edge. I think it surprised Sioux Falls. Now they may have adjusted if it had become a problem. We're really right now running in the A's and the B's, running the football, and it's been difficult for us. And I think people are really cluttering that area. So you may see us get out, try and get on the outside a little bit more and just try to move the ball in different areas.
This is a team that gives up only 17.5 points per ball game, but they gave up 56 against Dakota Wesley. And other than that, they have actually shut down three out of their four opponents so far this year.
Yeah, and I think maybe giving up a touchdown and a couple of field goals. And so they've done a nice job of turning people over. They're not giving up the big play. Nebraska Wesleyan had some nice things going at periods of time, but nothing more than a 10 or 12-yard run. Midland, sloppy game that night. It was the night we were coming back from Dort and in the rain and the cold, and same thing, struggled there. Just a step away from some big plays, but Concordia was able to kind of corral them and keep everything in check, and they stayed away from big points and big plays.
So Jared Fleming is the go-to guy, so to speak, on defense. He'll be a linebacker out there this afternoon for Concordia. As good as they are on defense, it's the other way around on the offense for Concordia. They've really struggled.
Yeah, I think they may be looking for a little identity. I think they're also playing some teams that are playing pretty good defense as well. You look at Nebraska Wesleyan up there. Midland is up there. Peru State has played some pretty good defense as the season's gone on, and Dakota Wesleyan is number one in the league in defense. So they're also seeing some things, and they gave us some problems with some of the stuff they ran a year ago, especially in the first half, and we've seen that, and they're running, they're doing a lot of the same stuff. Their quarterback handles a lot of it. You know, and he doesn't throw it a bunch, but what he does is down the field. You know, they hit us a year ago, you know, just on a long pass on a deal. To be honest, Mike, we jumped off sides, and that's just their check. If one of our defensive linemen jumps into the neutral zone, they snap the ball and they throw it down the field. And if they get a big play, great. If they don't, they'll just take the penalty and go. And they were able to score late in the fourth on us with something like that. So he has the ability to be able to throw the football. But I think they want to run it. You know, they spread you out real, real wide splits. He'll be under center. You know, we're used to seeing quarterbacks in shotgun. He'll be under center about 95% of the time. Split backs, give him to the fullback, you know, running veer that way and then running the option game off of it. You know, quarterback isolation out of that look as well. So they give you a bunch of different looks, but primarily what they want to do is spread you out and then let their athletes make plays. And they have quite a few of those too.
T.J. Shirey will be the quarterback for Concordia this afternoon. He's completed a large percentage of his passes, about 60%. So when they want to throw the ball, looks like they can.
Yeah, I think part of their thought process seems to me, it looks like just, hey, let's shorten the game. We got a defense that gives up, outside of one game, 3 points a game. So let's not do anything, offensively that puts us in a bad situation. Now, with that being said, they're off a week off. Historically, Concordia is going to give us something, an option pass, a reverse pass, a double pass, fake punt, all of those types of things. And so you got to be ready for it. So like I said, especially with the week off, a lot of time to do those types of things. And so we're looking for a lot of different things from them offensively, probably some different wrinkles, and we just need to be able to adjust with some of the stuff we've seen.
A bye week, is that a huge advantage in this league?
It can be. If you're banged up, I think they were pretty banged up, and I think they've got extremely healthy, five different starters on the second two deep. I got one on Sunday, and then I get one on Thursday, and, you get five different starters back. A lot of those guys on defense. And so, I think it can help. It just matter where you're kind of at. If you're on a four-game win streak, you want to go play. If you're on, if you're struggling a little bit, it's good to take a week off. Where they got theirs, 3 weeks or 2 weeks of two-a-days and 4 weeks of games, comes right about in the middle for them. You'd have to ask them, but, the week off sometimes gets you a chance to re-energize.
Okay, we'll come back and get a final word from the coach as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
Score more savings with Toshiba Televisions at Rogers Incorporated. Kick off the season with big savings on a new Toshiba TV and get up to a $50 delivery rebate by mail with the purchase of a qualifying Toshiba TV, $7.99 and up. Plus 12 months, no interest with monthly payments. Offers good through October 2nd. Ask Rogers for details. Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings, open every day.
Back with the coach, sneaking up closer to game time here this afternoon in Seward as Hastings looking to get back on the winning track after their loss last week to Sioux Falls. Concordia Bulldogs, the opponents here this afternoon. Coach, you talked about maybe trying to get outside against this Concordia defense this afternoon. We had some success last week with Keenan Stensel, our backup quarterback. Will we see more of him today?
Probably about the same, I would think. He's kind of our, I guess it's a, your wildcat set, and he just happens to be a quarterback. And the nice thing is with that is we can sprinkle in some throw and some stuff like that, and they continue to have to spread some things out. But I think he gives us some things in the run game with the quarterback. We have quite a few things in that way. That allows us to put an extremely good athlete out there to do some things. And then at the same time, it gets Troy off the field in those instances where he's not taking those big hits and that type of stuff. And so I think it makes our offense better. I don't think it hurts us from an identity standpoint, especially when he comes in. He's strictly there. I would say strictly, but he's primarily there to run the football. And so it gives us some different looks.
Does he know most of the offense now is 100%?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think he's overly I wouldn't say he feels comfortable 100% with the pass offense, but a lot of the stuff, the simpler stuff, obviously, that we do, single read, double read stuff, but things that where you got to process three and four things, we're not quite there yet. I think we'll get there. I think he's going to be a heck of a quarterback, but we've got to be able to sprinkle both those things when he's in. And at the same time, we got to be able to run Troy on occasions, too. And so we've never really done it here. It's kind of a work in progress. it makes it a little bit more difficult as a play caller because now you're shuffling. You got to make sure you get the right guys in and out and that type of stuff. But, I think it puts us in a better situation to be successful.
Is this a team that you feel we can drive the ball 80 yards if we have to? It's something we have not done a whole lot of this
No,
year.
We haven't. Not since first week. And that's something that, it becomes an issue, Mike, when, because we talk about it, and you can talk about it. And you can try and execute, and you can continue to talk about it, but at some point it just becomes, it's just got to get done. And our guys know that. And like I said, they're busting their tails because I think they see it, if you're competitive, you're seeing how well we're playing defensively. When they're getting three and outs and we turn around and got to send them right back out, our guys know that. And so they're working as hard as they can. We're a step away here and there from some big plays. We're a step away here and there from getting some big plays in the passing game. And so our hope is today that we just start hitting on all cylinders offensively and start making some plays.
Yeah, we've had a tough time driving the ball, and they certainly have. It could come down to the special teams, maybe a special teams play today.
Yeah, and if it comes off somebody's foot, I'll take Ernie every day of the week because I think, I don't know if you talked about it much, but I've never seen a young man like what he did a week ago. Kicking the ball from the 30-yard line, and, man, he put it through the uprights and then some. And so he's a special young man, and if we need him, I really like having him out there. But, special teams have come into play in this series historically, and there's no reason why it wouldn't happen that way today as well.
So how do we win this thing today?
We got to figure something out again offensively, and that's the big thing. And stay away from the big plays. A year ago, they got some big plays on us in the first half. They got us in some things, and so first quarter, we need to really see what the heck they're doing. I don't think they're going to make any changes defensively. That would surprise me, but offensively, I would anticipate some things. So we need to be prepared for everything, and then we just need to be able to make some plays.
Okay, we'll see you after the ball game. Hastings head coach Paul Merkowitz, stick around. We've got the scouting report up next, and it's Bronco football today. Hastings in Concordia on 1230 KHAS.
The Paul Merkowitz pregame show has been brought to you by Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings. Sales and service since 1945. Countdown to kickoff continues with the scouting report coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Scouting Report, brought to you by Bonds Printers, 227 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, let's talk to the opposing coach on the Scouting Report on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Scouting Report before Hastings College in Concordia. In college football here on 1230 KHAS Radio, Vance Winter is here, the head football coach of the Concordia Bulldogs. Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us. The ball club 2-2, 1-2 in the conference, off last week, so you got 2 weeks to get ready for the Broncos. But the ball club 2-2 so far overall. How do you think your team's been playing, Coach?
Well, we're getting better. I think if you look for, improvement from last year to this year, I think and overall we're getting better. We've went through our share of injuries. I think the bye week has been helpful for us in getting a few guys maybe back and healthy. But we were really looking into this first four-game stretch, hoping to be 3-1, and we just didn't make enough plays in the Midland game last week to get a win.
A 7-3 loss there after losing to Dakota Wesleyan, but wins to start the season over Peru State and Nebraska Wesleyan. But, Coach, you look at what 19 points you've scored in the four games. How much of a concern is it offensively? The offense hasn't quite played up to their capabilities yet or the way you'd like for them to play, obviously.
Yeah, we're obviously struggling on that side of the ball. I mean, it's been a chore. We've went through, just a ton of stuff on that side of the ball this fall and in fall camp. And, we're trying to make progress there. We're trying to, keep a system and get better. Last week, we were really disappointed in that. I think we had a lot of opportunities to make plays, and we just didn't make any plays. And a lot of credit, obviously, to Midland. They have a nice defensive group. But we had a lot of plays to be made, and we just didn't make any, and that's kind of the focus this week is when we get our opportunities, we've got to make some plays, and that's just kind of been our theme for a while here. We've got to get better offensively.
Defensively, obviously, that puts some more pressure on the defense. Boy, the defense has responded pretty well. I know Dakota Wesleyan rolled up a few points. The other three games, defense not giving up much at all, Coach. So defensively, your guys have responded pretty well?
We're getting better. We're getting better. You got to play great defense to win in this league, obviously. We're getting better. We've got some experience back. We've had guys that have filled in for injured guys that have done well and played really well last week versus Midland. We're getting better there. We obviously have some improvements still to make, but, I like how we're going, and I like how we're progressing there.
Coach, what about this week off here? I know everybody gets one during the season. You played your first four and had last week off. Now, has that been beneficial for you? Would you rather have played or maybe to heal up some? Or what are your thoughts on it?
It's beneficial. It was a great bye for us. We definitely needed it. And, with the whole schedule being so out of whack and changing up things, we've been going at it pretty crazy hard since we reported for camp on August 13th. So, it was a good week, a good beneficial week for us. And, I think in terms of just getting our minds right and getting some guys back healthy, it's huge.
Okay, Coach, appreciate that. We're going to take a timeout here. When we return, we'll talk about the Bulldogs and the Broncos in specifics on this timeout on this afternoon's Scouting Report.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Welcome back to this afternoon's Scouting Report before Hastings College and Concordia College football here on 1230 KHAS Radio. And Vance Winter is here, the head football coach of the Concordia Bulldogs. Okay, Coach, Hastings College, we talk about your offense kind of struggling this year. Hastings has played very well defensively. What about the Broncos? What are your thoughts on Hastings College for this season so far?
Well, same old, same old. I mean, I think defensively, up front, they're so solid. Their defensive line and their backers, I think they've replaced the guys they lost in the secondary very well. They look like a similar team to last year in terms of athletic ability, big physical team up front, run to the football, make plays. They're a great defense, and we're going to have to be playing very well to have success. And I think that's kind of become the Coach Harper, and they've just done a great job defensively over there.
Offensively and special teams, Hastings also very good, Coach. I know those are concerns for you too, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, they've, offensively, usually with Hastings you got big offensive line and an outstanding running game. And I think, having Dalton Seeley, he's been very impressive to see on film. And having a quarterback with some experience is what we're wanting to work toward. Having a quarterback with some experience and some playoff experience, they've really, been impressive. And, it's just a matter of, in special teams, they've got such good athletes all across the board. We're going to have to be solid on special teams. And, really special teams cost us versus Midland. The biggest thing is we really had a mental error on a punt protection unit, and that cost us.
What are the keys, you think, for your ball club, the Bulldogs, to win this thing today, Coach?
What we have to do is really, in terms of we have to control the clock, in terms of on the offensive side of the ball, make those plays. We have to tackle well. I think we've showed that in three out of the four games that we're a good tackling unit. We have to play, I think, with a ton of emotion on Saturday. We have to have more emotion, play harder for 60 minutes in Hastings, which is a tough task, and, win the turnover battle. And everybody says the same things, but we've been on the losing end of the turnover battle the last two games, and that's cost us. So, those are the things. And the key for us is we need to make – with our offense struggling, we need to make a key play in special teams in some way throughout the game.
Coach, last year was 28-12 Hastings College, but a couple of TD interceptions for Hastings College. That would have been a much closer game. So you talk about the turnovers. You just can't make them. Just got to go out and execute and try to stay away from those mistakes, don't you?
Yeah, that was a disappointing game for us because we really, you know, we had kind of had them, you know, in the first half. We had a real great opportunity to really be up big at halftime. And Hemgy made a great play and made a 95-yard interception return and right before half that really, you know, kind of was a punch to the gut for us. And we didn't respond from that the way we'd liked in the second half. And, you know, that's the way they are. They're an opportunistic defense like a lot of the defenses in our league, and they make a ton of plays. We have to be, you know, ball security and make plays when they're there to really get after this defense.
Well, hopefully it'll be fun today, Coach, for both teams. Always a good battle when these two get together. Good rivalry here, and thank you for your time. Good luck this afternoon and the rest of this season to you and the Bulldogs, and we appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
That is Vance Winter, the head football coach of the Concordia Bulldogs, on this afternoon's scouting report. Stay tuned. Hastings College and Concordia play-by-play is coming right up.
The scouting report has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 227 Eastside Boulevard. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Score more savings with Toshiba Televisions at Rogers Incorporated. Kick off the season with big savings on a new Toshiba TV and get up to a $50 delivery rebate by mail with the purchase of a qualifying Toshiba TV, $7.99 and up. Plus 12 months, no interest with monthly payments. Offers good through October 2nd. Ask Rogers for details. Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings, open every day.
Play-by-play of today's game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local businesses, supporting local youth, and local athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Bulldog Stadium. We're in Seward, Nebraska this afternoon. Hastings College football here on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos looking to rebound after last week's 34-10 loss to the Cougars from the University of Sioux Falls. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Gorgeous day in Seward today, not a cloud in the sky, mostly sunny. It is 58 degrees, and the winds will be out of the northeast at 16 miles per hour as Hastings College looks to get back on the winning track here this afternoon. They're facing a team that is currently 2-2 on the season. They are 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia enjoyed an off week last week, so they've had 2 weeks to prepare for Hastings here this afternoon. Concordia actually got out to a 2-0 start this year. They had a non-conference game to start the season and beat Peru State by a score of 13-7. Then they beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 3-0. They went on the road and lost to a very good Dakota Wesleyan team 56-0. And they came back and beat Midland Lutheran by the score of 7-3. And as we talked in the pregame show with head coach Paul Merkowitz and with the head coach for Concordia, Vance Winter, it has been offense that's been a problem so far for Concordia. They have a very good defense, but the offense can't get into the end zone. They've scored only 19 points in the four ball games so far for the Concordia Bulldogs. So Hastings will have a challenge to face a very good defense here this afternoon. Concordia is giving up only 17 points per ball game on defense. They allow a total of 265 yards on defense. That includes 147 yards passing and 117 yards rushing the football. And Hastings has not had a good opportunity to rush the football the past couple of weeks either. So we'll see what happens here this afternoon as Hastings has really struggled with their rushing attack in the ball game against Dort, in the ball game against Northwestern, and certainly last week against the number one ranked Sioux Falls Cougars. So Hastings looking to get the offense in track here this afternoon and hopefully get back on the winning track, but it won't be easy. This is a place that Hastings has had a tough time playing the past couple of years. In fact, our last two visits here in Seward, we are only 1-1 against Concordia. Hastings knocking off the Bulldogs last year by the score of 28-12. And the last time we were here, it was back in 2006. And Concordia was able to beat Hastings by the score of 19-14. Hastings leads the overall series, though, 31-11. This is a series that dates back to 1966. Hastings has won the last three games. They have won 18 out of the last 21. But six of Concordia's 11 wins have come right here in Seward. So Hastings could have a tough task here this afternoon, taking on a very good defense and the upset-minded Concordia Bulldogs here this afternoon. The starting lineups are brought to you by Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. That's Witt Plumbing of Hastings. For the Broncos here today offensively, no changes from a week ago. Troy Hubert again will get to call at quarterback, 6'2", 180, a senior out of Aurora, Nebraska. Zach Beatty will be the fullback, 6'2", 205, a junior from Colorado Springs. Dalton Seeley gets another start here for Hastings today, 6'2", 210, a freshman out of Hastings St. Cecilia. The tight end, Blake Forsman, 6'3", 215, a senior from Bailey, Colorado. Justin Anderson, who's got 21 receptions already for Hastings, will start at split end. Anderson, 5'11", 180, a senior out of Denver. Mike Novicki will be your flanker, 6'5", 190, a junior out of Columbus SCOTUS. And on the offensive line today for Hastings, Jesus Uribe will be your center, 6'3", 280, a junior out of San Jose, California. The left guard will be Evan Richter, 6'3", 255, a senior from Hayes Center. The right guard will be Derek Whipple, 6'1", 270, a sophomore from Parker, Colorado. The right tackle will be Jeremy Opperly, 6'4", 285, a senior from Westminster, Colorado. And the left tackle will be Tom Van Hott, 6'4", 270, a junior from Omaha Gross. Hastings on defense this afternoon. The three down linemen, Jake Mueller, 6'6", 280, a senior from Omaha Gross. Pete Botkin, 6'3", 280, a senior from Millard North. And Chase Langenberg, a 6'3", 235-pound junior from Hoskins, Nebraska. The linebackers will be Brian Callen, 6'2", 220, a senior from Colorado Springs. Indiana Jones, 6'3", 220, a junior out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Alec Diffendapper is 5'9", 230, a sophomore from Bedford, Colorado. Kane Ellenberg, 6'1", 175, a sophomore from Jacksboro, Texas. And Riley Nicola, 6'1", 225, a junior from Hastings St. Cecilia. In the defensive secondary, Zach Carlton, 6'1", 180, a junior from Colorado Springs. Brinson Steinhauser, 5'10", 175, a senior out of Lincoln Northeast. And Aaron Verlinde, who had seven tackles last week against the University of Sioux Falls. Verlinde, 6', 200-pound junior out of Phoenix, Arizona. We'll have more after this.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Concordia here this afternoon in their ball game against Hastings College. We'll start T.J. Shiree at quarterback. Shiree is 6'1", 180, a junior out of Houston, Texas. He has thrown for a total of 332 yards so far this year. He's got two interceptions, no touchdowns, but he's completed 60% of his passes. He is 48 out of 80. His running backs this afternoon will be Jake Greedle. Greedle is 5'10", 190, a senior from Tomball, Texas, and the other running back there will be Jamarcus Walker, 5'11", 190, a junior out of Houston, Texas. The tight end will be Nate Sint, 6'2", 220, a senior out of Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. The split end will be Zach Warner, 5'11", 190, a sophomore out of Palmyra, Nebraska. Steve Jostis will be your flanker, 6'3", 195, a sophomore out of Norfolk, Nebraska. The center will be Taylor Austin, 6'3", 290, a senior out of Colorado Springs. The right guard will be Corbin Jones, 6'4", 305-pound junior out of Loveland, Colorado. The left guard will be Adam Falstich, 6'2", 280, a sophomore out of Concordia, Missouri. The left tackle, a local boy, Seth Ellie, 6'3", 310-pound junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. The right tackle will be Charles Washington, 6'2", 265-pound junior of Houston, Texas. And Concordia on defense. This is a very good unit on this side of the ball. Michael Volker will be your defensive lineman, 6'2", 240-pound sophomore from Lynn, Kansas. Aaron Hanneman, 6'2", 80, a senior out of Omaha. And Matt Ridge, 6'2", 270-pound senior from Buckeye, Arizona. They will go with a 4-4 alignment here defensively. So it'll be Derek Rodine, the other down lineman for Concordia, 6'1", 250-pound junior out of Polk, Nebraska. The linebackers will be J. Gerard Fleming, maybe the best linebacker in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He's a good one. He's got one sack, 12 and a half tackles so far this year. He's missed a couple of ball games due to injury, but he's back at full strength here this afternoon. Gerard Fleming, number 7. We'll keep our eyes on him today. 6 foot, 210-pound junior out of Houston, Texas. Austin Kreuterberg is a 6'1", 215-pound senior out of Madison, Nebraska. And the other backer will be Tom Maylander, 6 foot, 195-pound sophomore out of Fullerton, Nebraska. And the defensive secondary, it's Preston Harris. He's a good one back there as well at left corner, 6'2", 205-pound senior out of Lincoln. Ben Klein, a hard hitter out of Dallas. Klein, 6'2", 210-pound junior. Martin Rodriguez, a 5'11", 190 junior out of Tucson, Arizona. And then Heath Brockmeyer, 5'11", 190-pound junior out of Prairie Grove, Arkansas. The starting lineups today have been brought to you by Wood Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664. Where there's a wit, there's a way. That's Wood Plumbing of Hastings. It is homecoming on the campus of Concordia University here this afternoon, so a lot of activity around the campus here in Seward. Hastings College is now making their way back out of the locker room under head coach Paul Merkowitz. Broncos dressed in their visiting attire this afternoon, their crimson pants with their white tops with their white football helmets. Concordia going to be dressed in their homestanding blue uniforms here this afternoon. They got the blue football pants and their blue tops along with their blue helmets as Hastings and Concordia gets ready to go at it here. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Other games going on this week in the conference. Briarcliff is playing at Dort. Hastings here against Concordia. Midland is playing at Dakota Wesleyan today. Morningside at Northwestern. And then tonight we've got Nebraska Wesleyan playing in Sioux Falls. Right now, the playing of the national anthem here on 1230 KHAS. Mike Will back here at Bulldog Stadium in Seward, Nebraska this afternoon, getting set for Hastings College football here on 1230 KHIS. Again, the premier game in the GPAC today at tilt over there in Orange City, Iowa, between Morningside and Northwestern. A couple of teams right now ranked in the top 25 with the latest NAIA poll. Morningside up to number 4, and it's Northwestern number 18, so they're squaring off today in Orange City. The standings as of now, there's 3 teams still undefeated in the conference. They include Morningside, Sioux Falls, and Dakota Wesleyan. Northwestern has got 1 loss. They are at 3-1. Hastings sitting in there at 2-2. They've got Concordia and Midland Lutheran, both 1-2 in the conference. Donors at 1-3. Nebraska Wesleyan at 1-3. They've got Briarcliff at 0-3. And the Dort Defenders bringing up the cellar right now in the GPAC. They are 0-4. So it's Hastings in Concordia here this afternoon in Seward. Again, a pleasant day, 58 degrees, mostly sunny skies, and northeast breeze at about 16 miles per hour. And the wind basically going to be blowing from our right to our left here this afternoon. As the captains are meeting in the center of the field today, getting ready for the coin flip. It's Hastings in Concordia. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Bronco Football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in Seward this afternoon at Bulldog Stadium. Concordia won the toss. They deferred. I think Hastings College is going to take the ball to begin the football game here this afternoon. The captains in the center of the field shaking hands, returning to the respective sidelines. And we're just a couple of minutes away from the kickoff of the ball game here this afternoon. Again, Jim Purcell is not with us on the trip today. He's made his annual NASCAR racing trip down to the Kansas Speedway this weekend. Talked with him this morning. Things going well down at the Kansas Speedway, and he'll return back for exciting action again next week as Hastings returns home to take on Midland Lutheran in their homecoming football game next week. So Jimmy will be back next week. Hastings College and Concordia squaring off here this afternoon in Seward. And kicking off for the Bulldogs from the 30-yard line is going to be Kenny Zoller. Zoller will have it teed up, dropping back deep for Hastings. Returning kicks will be Nate Arlt. And also dropping back there for Hastings today is going to be Nick Blunt. So Nick Blunt, a reserve wide receiver back there with Nate Arlt. Hastings dead last in the conference in returning kicks and returning punts so far this season. So Coach Merck looking for a little spark. Let's see if Blunt can get something going here. There's the kick. He's going to get a chance right off of the bat. Grabs the ball at the 5-yard line. Nick Blunt back to the 10, to the 15, to the 20-yard line, and he's going to be wrestled down right there. So a return of 15 yards for Nick Blunt. Hastings has been averaging only 14.4 yards per kickoff return. That is dead last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We talked about punt returns. They average only 5 yards per punt return. That is also dead last. So that's one area that the coach has been working extremely hard in these past couple of weeks, trying to get something going there in the kickoff and the punt return game. There comes Hastings College now offensively for the first time. They have had trouble running the football the last 3 weeks, and the coach wants to pound the pig here this afternoon. We'll see what happens against a very good defense as Seeley gets the first call and gets to the 21-yard line. Angles left side, takes the ball to the 21, a pickup of only 1 yard on the play. Had a very nice conversation before the football game got underway today with a new SID here at Concordia. His name is Scott Retzloff. He played against the St. Cecilia and Dalton Seeley and Riley Nicola. He was a guy up at Pierce, Nebraska. He played in all those high school football games against this crew here. And now he's working as the sports information director at Concordia University. We reminisced about some of those playoff games. Here's Hubert taking the ball. The quarterback keeper takes it to the 25-yard line where he was absolutely buried on the play there. Making the stop for the Concordia Bulldogs was Aaron Hanneman. So Hastings has run two plays, a 1-yard gain by Dalton Seeley and a 4-yard gain by the quarterback Troy Hubert. Now the Broncos looking at a third down situation here. Third down, 5 yards to go. Broncos have the ball on their own 25-yard line. Hastings working from our left to our right. And Hubert now in the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers split to the right side. We've got Beatty in the backfield and also a Dalton Seeley. And they're going to hand the ball away off to Dalton Seeley across the 25 to the 28 to the 29-yard line. I don't think he got to the first down stakes. Again, Aaron Hanneman in on the stop there for Concordia. Hanneman, a big 6-foot, 280-pound senior out of Omaha. It's three plays and out. The Broncos going to have to punt the football away. So Concordia holds the Broncos on the first opportunity this afternoon. They'll have to punt the football away. Ernesto Locayo comes into the ball game for Hastings. Locayo averages 40.9 yards per kick. And dropping back deep for Concordia this afternoon is going to be Zach Warner, number 8. He averages 4.4 yards per return. There's a kick by Locayo. It's going to head off to the far side. It's going to go out of bounds down around the Concordia 37-yard line. So not the greatest of kicks there for Ernesto Locayo. He was punting against the wind. It goes out of bounds on the far side. That was a punt of only 37 yards for Ernesto Locayo. And now here comes the Concordia offense, and this has been a real thorn in the side of head coach Vance Winter this year. They've scored just 19 points so far this season in their four ball games. 13 of them came in the opening win over Peru State this year at 13-6. T.J. Shirey is the scheduled quarterback out there for Concordia. And right off the bat, we see the backup, Cole Tufford, is out there. So already we have a new quarterback as Tufford hands the ball away. That's going to be Jamarcus Walker. And Walker bangs the ball across the 40 out to the 42-yard line. This drive starts at the 37, so a pickup of five. All of a sudden, T.J. Shirey is nowhere to be found in the starting lineup here for Concordia. We expected to see Tufford today. He's more of the running quarterback, is what they have told us. He's a freshman out of Richardson, Texas. Shirey is more of a passer. He's completed 60% of his passes, so Cole Tufford is in there now for the Concordia University Bulldogs. He has carried the ball 33 times for 61 yards this year. He is 2 of 6 throwing for 33 yards. For minus, or actually 2 of 6, 33% for minus 3 yards. One interception, no touchdowns. There's a handoff again. It angles off to the right side as Concordia takes the ball to the 46-yard line. Walker again carrying the ball there for the Bulldogs of Concordia. So now the Bulldogs are looking at a third down and one situation. They have moved the ball up to the 46-yard line. Well, Hastings goes three plays and out on their opening possession this afternoon. And now Concordia is looking at a third down and a yard from their own 46-yard line. They are moving right to left here at Bulldog Stadium in Seward. And now Tufford doing some directing there as he moves a man over into the slot. Here's a quick pitch over to Walker. Walker is going to be hit, and down he goes. He's going to be knocked down at the 45, short of the first down. Over here for Hastings, you've got Indiana Jones getting up. Also Chase Langenberg for Hastings. Walker kind of lost his footing there, trying to make a cut as he took the ball outside, trying to make a cut. His feet kind of came out from under him, and Chase Langenberg pounces on him there for the Bronco defense. So Walker, no gain in the play. In fact, it's moved back to the 45-yard line, and now Concordia will have to punt. So both teams go three plays and out here on the opening possession this afternoon. We are scoreless, just underway. Here's the punt now by T.J. Shirey, and it's a good one. It goes over the head of Blunt, and it goes out of bounds. So T.J. Shirey did not start at quarterback this afternoon. He's also their punter. He gets off a nice kick there as Shirey angles it off on the far side. It goes over Blunt's head, and it goes out of bounds to the 8-yard line. That is a kick of 47 yards for T.J. Shirey, so a nice kick there. And now the Hastings offense is backed up in their own end. Hastings will come out first down and 10 yards to go from their own 7-yard line. Hastings had three running plays in their opening possession this afternoon and were forced to punt the pig away. And now Hubert will start off in the shotgun formation. In the backfield, Dalton Steele. Hubert's got the ball. He wants to throw it, and it's going to be overthrown. Trying to swing it out here to number 9, Michael Novicki for the Broncos at the 10-yard line. And Hubert overthrew him at just 4 yards down the field here. So Troy Hubert, who's been completing 51% of his passes so far this year, 59 for 114, 540 yards, 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He misfires on his first opportunity this afternoon. Second down, 10 yards to go. Good crowd on hand in Seward here this afternoon. Great Plains Athletic Conference football on 1230 KHAS. Michael Novicki, your wide receiver, to the right side. Hubert turns, hands the ball. Dalton Steele, Dalton brings it across the 10 to the 15. And he has run out of bounds on the far side. Paul Berkowitz, the head coach for Hastings, thought that Hastings could get outside against this Concordia defense, and he's tried it a couple of times with limited success today. Dalton Seeley inches the ball up here to about the 14-yard line, but now Hastings looking at a third down situation, a pickup of 5 for Seeley. Third down, 5 yards to go. Travis Downtown Brown now splits out wide to the right side for Hastings. Novicki is in the slot. Wide receiver goes to the left side as well. Hastings with an empty backfield here. Hubert has got the ball, backs up. Hubert holds it, fires it. It's caught here by Novicki, but it's going to be short of a first down. Novicki grabs it at the 17-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Concordia, and making the stop will be Drew Baxter. Baxter, a 5'10", 190-pound freshman of Rockwall, Texas. They're going to spot the football at the 18. They give him a nice spot there. Now the officials going to bring in the chains off of the far side. So just a little short pass here by Hubert to Novicki. They get it up to the 18-yard line. They give him a good spot here, and the chains will come in from the far side. Just underway, Concordia and Hastings here this afternoon. As the officials bring out the sticks, they put her down on the turf here at Bulldog Stadium, and they're going to be, oh boy, they're getting down on a knee there. It's going to be about an inch short. And the Broncos will have to punt the football away. They don't want to take any chances down here. So it's less than a yard. In fact, an inch, maybe 2 inches at the most. And Hastings will have to punt the football away. They go three plays and out in their first two series here this afternoon. And standing in his own five-yard line again will be Ernesto Lokyle to do the punting. Zach Warner drops back at the 44-yard line of Concordia. Ernesto waiting for the snap here. Hastings punting for the second time here this afternoon. Here comes the pressure. They don't get there. Ernesto angles this one off to the far side. Bounces along the turf and finally picked up by Warner. And he's going to be dropped at the 43. Probably an ill-advised pickup there. Hastings had two or three guys right in front of Warner. That one went bouncing down the turf. Warner finally picks it up to save maybe a yard or two. And he gets drilled on the play. So Concordia winning the field position war right now. 38-yard punt that time by Ernesto. And now Concordia's got the ball up around midfield. They'll start this drive on their own 44-yard line. We got 10 minutes and 5 seconds to play in this first quarter play in Seward. Think about the scoreboard up on the side of a building here, and the sun is shining directly on that scoreboard. Makes it tough to read. First down, 10 yards to go. Concordia from their own 44-yard line. They'll start their second possession here this afternoon. And again, it's going to be Pulford in there at quarterback, or is this Shiree? Nevertheless, he is buried back here by Langenberg at the 32-yard line. It's Cole Tufford again, as he is buried back here by Chase Langenberg. He gets his second sack of the 2010 season. He's drilled all the way back here to the 34-yard line. That's a loss of 10 yards. Langenberg was shot out of a cannon coming off of the defensive line that time. Makes the stop there for the Broncos. A quarterback sacked the first one here this afternoon. Concordia now backed up. It's going to bring up a second down and 20 situation. Concordia with the ball on their own 34-yard line, working right to left during a scoreless first quarter from Seward. Two wide receivers split to the right side, one to the left. There's a penalty flag down as they hand the ball away. That's a Jamarcus Walker as he brings it across the 35-yard line to about the 37. Or check that, a new man in there now for Concordia. Running out of that backfield, it's going to be Derek Blessing. Blessing is a freshman out of Ogallala, now running in the backfield here for Concordia. That's what you'll find when you have a struggling offense like Concordia is at. You're going to see a ton of people probably carry the ball, a ton of guys trying to catch balls out to this afternoon. First penalty of the day is going to go against Concordia. It's going to be an illegal procedure call. The Broncos are going to decline that and take the short gain there that Concordia put up. So it's going to bring up a third down situation now. Third down and still long. Concordia's got the ball on their own 36-yard line. They're going to take it to the Hastings 46 for the first down. So it's third down and long here as Cole Tufford, the freshman out of Richardson, Texas, will back up. He wants to crank it up. He gets rid of it at the last second. It's going to be a short completion out to the 39-yard line where Hastings wraps him up right there. So a short pickup to the 39 on the completed pass, and he was immediately brought down by the Broncos defensively. And Concordia will have to punt for the second time here this afternoon. So it's been a punting war here today. DJ Shiree is back there in punt formation. He averages 37.6 yards per punt. He's put five inside the 20-yard line. And this is going to be a low snap, but Hastings will field the ball to the 45-yard line. He's back to the 40, down to the 38. That was a big heads-up play there by Hastings. Grabbing the ball for the Broncos was Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones grabs the ball. That was a terrible kick from TJ Shiree. It was only a few feet off of the ground, and it came right down into the arms of Indiana Jones, who is basically in the punt return status here. And Indiana Jones grabs the ball and takes it down to the 38-yard line of Concordia. Boy, I have never, ever seen something like that. Indiana Jones puts Hastings in great field position at the Concordia 38-yard line. So here comes the Bronco offensive unit back out here. Troy Hubert backs up, swings it out there. That's Seeley with the ball. Seeley at the 40 to the 35 and crashes forward on the far sideline to the 34. So Indiana Jones comes up maybe with the early play of the game here is Jones just grabs the ball. Well, that was punted right to him about, 10 yards downfield. Indiana Jones just grabs it and returns it a couple of yards and puts Hastings in great field position. They swing this pass out here to Dalton Seeley. And Seeley brings the ball to the 34 of Concordia. So the Broncos on the move here. 7 minutes to play in the first quarter. No score between Hastings and the Bulldogs here this afternoon. Hubert hands the ball away again to Seeley. And Seeley gets a yard, maybe two. There's that linebacker we talked about earlier today. Gerard Fleming, 6 foot, 210-pound junior out of Houston, Texas. This is a guy that absolutely lived in the Bronco backfield a season ago. The Broncos were able to pick up the win last year, but we saw a lot of Gerard Fleming a year ago for Concordia, and there he was right there getting the tackle on Seeley. It is third down now for Hastings. Third down and about 6 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the Concordia 34-yard line. Again, it's going to be Hubert in the shotgun formation. Hubert backs up. Here comes the pressure. The pass is going to be tipped, and it's going to be brought down by Seeley, but he's dropped right there. The ball was tipped. They had three guys come in on Hubert. The ball was deflected up in the air, but it's caught by Seeley. Actually grabs it at the 40-yard line, so a loss in the play. Dalton probably should have just knocked that one to the turf. That probably took Hastings out of field goal range. It's sitting at the 40-yard line, and Hastings now looking at a fourth down and 12 situation. Tremendous pressure by this Concordia defense. Concordia's got one quarterback sacked in the first four ball games. That time they nearly got to Hubert. He releases the ball. It was popped right into, straight up into the air, and Seeley grabbed it. Fourth down and 12. Hastings will go for it. Hubert winds up. He throws it downfield. It is caught. It is caught at the 20-yard line, down to the 15. Nice catch there by Nate Arnold, the former Adams Central Patriot. He holds the ball in. That's his second collegiate reception. And Nate Arnold picks up a big third down reception for Hastings. They move the ball down to the 15-yard line. That is a first down for the Broncos. Nice pass by Troy Hubert. It was right on the money to Nate Arnold. And now Hastings in the red zone for the first time this afternoon. First down and 10. Hastings with the ball at the Concordia 15-yard line. Still in the first quarter here this afternoon. Man comes in motion on the near side. That's going to be Mike Novicki. Play action pass. Hubert wants to throw. Hubert still got it. He rolls to his right side. He unloads. It is caught down there at the 1 yard line. It is caught down there. That's the tight end, Blake Horseman. Horseman grabs the ball at the one right here on the near sidelines. Again, Hubert right on the money there as Blake Horseman, the senior tight end from Bailey, Colorado, hauls the ball in here for Hastings and the Broncos a yard away from getting on the scoreboard here this afternoon. This all started on that weird punt deal we had just a couple of minutes ago. Hastings from the 1 yard line. Hubert hands the ball away to Seeley. He picks his hole. He angles left side. He's into the end zone for the score. Touchdown, Hastings. And the Broncos go out on top by the score of 6-0. A 1 yard touchdown plunge there by Dalton Seeley from Hastings St. Cecilia. Seeley scores his second collegiate touchdown for Hastings, and the Broncos go out on top by the score of 6-0. And it all started by the play on that punt by Indiana Jones. Hubert now holds. Ball is down. The kick is up there by Ernesto Locaio, and he bangs one home here. Ernesto now 11 out of 11 on kicking extra points this year. Hastings on the scoreboard. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in quarter number one. It is Hastings 7, Concordia nothing.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Seven plays and 39 yards there for Hastings College after Indiana Jones makes a nice play on the punt. Dalton Seeley gets his second touchdown of his collegiate career, scoring on a 1 yard plunge. And the Broncos have a 7-0 lead over Concordia this afternoon. So after Concordia had a lot of momentum after the first two series, they make a mistake basically on special teams there. The punter with a T.J. Shiree. Now Hastings will kick off here with Ernesto Locaio getting into the football. End-over-end kick is going to come down at about the 10-yard line. Here comes DeMarcus Walker back up the field. He's across the 20. Runs into traffic, gets away, goes to the 25-yard line. He's going to be dropped there by Hastings College. Brinson Steinhauser down there on special teams for the Broncos. So Hastings with a lead here this afternoon. It is 7-0 our score. Now we'll see what Concordia can do offensively. Again, this Concordia offense is 10th in scoring offense in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That's 10th out of, 11 teams. They're averaging only 4.8 points per ball game. They are 11th, dead last in passing offense at 91.8. They are 10th in rushing offense, averaging 73.5 yards per game. And they are dead last in total offense in the conference at 165.2. So, again, the backup quarterback is in there, the second stringer, as Cole Tufford will hand the ball away as he angles off to the right side. A couple of yard gain there for a new running back. That's Baxter, I think, back in there again. There's that Tufford. Tufford carried the ball there. All right, quarterback keeper as he takes the ball to the 31-yard line where he's covered up there by Jared Noble of Hastings defensively. A pickup of about 4 yards in a play, second down and six. Second and six for Concordia. Bulldogs will send wide receivers to the left and to the right. One lone setback now behind the freshman quarterback from Richardson, Texas. A lot of movement here before the snap of the football. Now they got two guys in the backfield back there as Tufford looks over the defense. There's a handoff banging his way for a couple of yards. There is going to be the running back from Tomball, Texas. That is Jake Greedle. And he runs right into Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones, the fourth leading tackler on the Hastings College defense, had 15 stops coming in here this afternoon. Now Concordia is looking at a third down situation. Third down at about 2 yards to go as the Dogs have moved the ball out here to the 34-yard line. 4:20 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings College has got a lead this afternoon. It is 7-0 over Concordia. So third down, 2 yards to go. Concordia with the ball from the 34. Tufford hands the ball away again to Jamarcus Walker. He's not going to get there. Look at the white shirts there. Indiana Jones is in there again for Hastings College, stopping Walker. Langenberg is in there as well. A couple of big stunts up there, and that's a defensive line for the Broncos. And again, for the third time here this afternoon, Concordia goes three plays and out. And the Dogs will have to punt the football away again. T.J. Shiree will drop back into punt formation. It was a disaster the last time he was back there, and that set up the first Hastings College touchdown. Brinson Steinhauser drops back deep for Hastings as a Shiree will settle down at the 20-yard line. Also back there, Justin Anderson. Here comes a kick, end-over-end kick this time. Steinhauser is going to have a chance at the 25-yard line looking for blockers. He's at the 30, dances his way to the 33, and he's going to be nailed right there. Brinson Steinhauser is nailed at the 33-yard line. Down there in coverage for the Concordia Bulldogs was Jordan Brockman. Brockman, a reserve linebacker out of Lincoln, Nebraska. A punt that time for T.J. Shiree of 28 yards. It was better than his last one. Now Hastings has the ball back here once again for the third time this afternoon. Hastings with the ball. They scored on the last possession. And the Broncos back out here offensively. Seven plays, 39 yards for that first possession. And Hastings stuck into the end zone. And now Hubert is under pressure. He throws the ball to the near side as he throws it out of bounds. Hubert pressured there, and he had to get rid of it. Applying the pressure for Concordia that time was Dylan Heidoff. Heidoff, 6'5", 225-pound freshman out of Elgin, Nebraska. And he had Hubert all the way back to the 15-yard line. Being chased out of there, and Huey just kind of threw it to the Concordia sideline here. Had to get rid of it. So an incomplete pass is now second down and 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 33-yard line. Beatty now switching to the left side here as Hubert is in the shotgun formation. Hubert's got the ball, runs the option play. Huey's still got it at the 30 and dives forward to the 35-yard line. A pickup of only a yard in the play. Quarterback option play there. Coming over to make the stop for Concordia was Matt Ridge. Ridge, a senior out of Buckeye, Arizona. 6'2", 270-pounder. And now Hastings offensively looking at third down. Third down and 8 yards to go. We got 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in quarter number one, homecoming day today here in Seward at Concordia University. Third down, 8 for Hastings. They've got the ball on their own 35. Two wide receivers split to the left side. Seeley in the backfield to the left of the quarterback. Troy Hubert. Now Troy rolls to the left side. The ball is going to be caught over there and ridden out of bounds at the 41 or 42-yard line. Making the reception again is Nate Arnold. Hey, Nate's off to a great start here this afternoon. Had a big third down reception down there. Took the ball inside Concordia territory, inside the red zone, and set up that last touchdown. Nate grabs that one, and did he get to the first down? Six is the big question. It's on the far sideline. They're going to spot the football at the 43. Hastings looking at fourth down now, and again, very short. Fourth down and less than a yard to go. Now, see what Coach Burke wants to do here. He's going to let, well, you can't let the play clock, he can let the play clock expire, but he can't let the game clock expire here in the first quarter. Now, he's going to call a timeout here and think about this one. Fourth down and less than a yard to go. Gino says about 2 inches. Gino says it's 2 inches. It's 2 inches. He's got razor-sharp eyes out there, and Coach Merck wants to talk things over. We'll take a break now. 1:59 to play in quarter number one. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 7, Concordia nothing.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will and statistician Gene Shaw back here in Seward here this afternoon. Hastings College with a 7-0 lead over Concordia, scoring on a one-yard touchdown plunge from former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk, Dalton Seeley. Now Hastings looking at a fourth down situation here. Fourth down and less than a yard to go. They got the football at the 43-yard line, and the Broncos come out of the timeout. They quickly get up to the line of scrimmage. They will go for it here on fourth down. Less than a yard as Hubert just goes straight ahead and picks up the first down. Hastings waited until the last second to rush in from the sideline there. They did not go to a huddle. They immediately went up to the line of scrimmage trying to catch the Concordia defense unprepared there, and Hastings just went with a quarterback sneak, and Troy Hubert goes right behind Jesus Uribe. He's a good guy to follow at 280 pounds and 6'3". Hubie picks up the first down, so the Broncos keep the drive alive here. First down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 44. And now here's Keen Stencil into the ball game, and Stencil is racked up and down he goes. Stencil grabs the ball for Hastings, and he is racked up here by Gerard Fleming again, the junior linebacker out of Houston, Texas. So Keen Stencil expected to see a little bit more playing time here this afternoon. We basically are using him as our form of the Wildcat. And Stencil now heads back out. Here comes Hubert back into the ball game here for Hastings as Keen picked up no yards on that last play. So it's second down and 10. Hubert's now got it. He wants to pass the football. He's going to rush out of there. Hubert's across the 50 to the 45, and he is drilled into 44. Hubert is knocked down on the quarterback scramble there, as he is knocked down by, that's Ben Klein, I think, got the stick on Troy Hubert. Hubie's going to pick up a first down, though, and a quarterback scramble as he takes the ball down to the Concordia 44-yard line. We're inside a minute to play here in the first quarter. Hastings College has got the lead over Concordia today. Nate Arnold splits out wide to the left side. Nate's seeing extended playing time here today. Travis Downtown Brown to the right. Here's a Keen Stencil again. His angle off on the right side. Keen's got the ball at the 45 to the 40. And he's dropped down here at the 37-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Ben Klein again. The free safety coming up to make the stop. Klein, a 6'2", 210-pound junior out of Dallas, Texas. So Keen Stencil comes in and picks up about 8 yards on the play. He takes the ball to the 37-yard line of Concordia. So the Broncos on the move again. Now Keen is standing in front of the Hastings College bench as he talks with Paul Merkowitz over there. We're down to 2 seconds, 1 second, and this quarter comes to an end. So Hastings College with a lead after the first quarter of play, getting a one-yard touchdown run from Dalton Seeley. Broncos have the lead after one quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 7, Concordia nothing.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Bulldog Stadium in Seward, Nebraska this afternoon. Hastings College with a lead over Concordia. The score is 7-0, and Hastings has got a second down and two. Here's Hubert with the ball, rolls out of there, gets it out to Beatty. Beatty out of the backfield, down the sideline, 35-30, and he's run out of bounds at the 26. So Zach Beatty gets his third reception of the 2010 season. He takes the ball for a first down, and they're going to spot the football right at the 24, so a nice gain there. Hastings College in the first quarter had 86 yards of total offense. Hastings had 41 yards rushing, 45 yards passing. Concordia had 8 yards rushing and only 4 passing yards, so Concordia held to just 12 yards of total offense by the Hastings College defense here in the first quarter. Now the Broncos driving again, first down and 10 on the 24, hand off to Grummert. Grummert is hit and down he goes. Grummert is hit by Tom Maylander, a sophomore linebacker out of Fullerton, Nebraska. No gain on the play there by Grummers. So Hastings College with a 7-0 lead, and the Broncos are driving again. They get the ball at the 24 of Concordia as Hastings waits for the play to be signaled in off of the far sidelines. They'll send a wide receiver, in fact, two wide receivers to the right side. Nate Arnold still into the ball game as a slot receiver to the right side. Travis Brown goes to that side as well. We got Hubert in the shotgun formation on second down and 10 yards to go. Here comes the blitz. Hubert's going to run an option play to the right side. Sidesteps a man at the 25, 20, 15, and he's run out of bounds to the 12, but a penalty flag is down. This is in an area of a hold over there. The ball is down to the 15-yard line, but the penalty flag back up here at the 26. And here comes the indication. It's going to be a call against Hastings as the ball is coming back, and it's going to be a holding call here on the Bronco offense. So Hastings is going to be penalized for the first time here this afternoon. Hastings on the season, the second least penalized team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They average only 46 penalty yards per ball game, but they get a big one right there. It's going to be a 10-yard march off, but hey, it results in a lot of real estate out there. Hastings had the ball down there around the 15-yard line, and now it's going to be brought back out here to the 34. Hubert in the first quarter, 4 rushes for Hastings, 23 yards. Dalton Seeley, 5 carries, 11 yards and a touchdown. Keen Stenzel, 2 carries and 7 yards. Hastings now looking at second down and long. The ball is at the 34. Hubert backs up. He throws it on a little slant pattern to Justin Anderson. He grabs it down to the 24-yard line. Justin Anderson grabs the ball there for Hastings. Takes the ball to the 24, so a nice pickup there. He was covered up by Preston Harris, the quarterback on that side, a senior out of Lincoln. Now Hastings with a more manageable situation here, well within field goal range, so we can't let things slip away here. It's a golden opportunity to put some points on the scoreboard today. Hastings with a ball at the 24-yard line of Concordia, and it's third down and 9 yards to go. Ball is on the far side hash. Justin Anderson is a wide receiver to the left side. Here comes Mike Novicki in motion to the near sideline. Backing up is Hubert, and he throws it out here. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to swing it out to Nick Grummert coming out of the backfield, but coming on the blitz there for Concordia. And in there in a hurry was Baxter. Drew Baxter was coming on the blitz for Concordia, nearly got to Troy Hubert. Troy threw that ball a little bit early, I think. And now here comes Ernesto Locayle into the ball game to attempt a 40-yard field goal. Ball is on the far side hash mark. We got some movement up there on the line. I think somebody jumped for Hastings. Concordia bouncing around on defense out there. And somebody moved up front for Hastings, but now the officials talking things over. This might go against the Bulldogs defensively. Or will it? The officials taking their sweet time out there as they come over. It's going to be an illegal procedure call. Illegal procedure call against Hastings. So instead of a 40-yard field goal, now Ernesto Locayle will be looking at a 45-yard field goal. His longest this season was 46. And Locayle has not missed this season. He is 4 of 4 on field goals, and he's now 11 on 11 on extra points. And now we got a whistle again. Now the officials are going to, I don't think they marked off any yards, did they? Yeah, they did. As Ernesto's ready to get into this football at the 35-yard line, plus the 10 in the end zone, to make it 45 yards. The officials break up their little conference here. Now we're set to go again. 12 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll make sure the officials are all on the right page here. Hubert will kneel at the 35-yard line, so a 45-yard field goal attempt for Ernesto Lucayo. Ball is down. The kick is up there. Plenty of long. It's heading for the uprights, and it is off the right side. It is no good. So Ernesto Lucayo misses for the first time this season. He misses on a 45-yard field goal attempt, and Concordia will get the ball back here. So the first miss of the season for Ernesto Lucayo. It sails off wide to the right side, and Hastings maintains their 7-0 lead over Concordia. Dakota Wesleyan and Midland, they are scoreless at the end of one quarter here this afternoon. Briarcliff and Dort also scoreless in the first quarter. So not a whole lot of action yet. Nothing in on that Northwestern and Morningside ball game that's going on in Orange City this afternoon. We'll keep you up to date on all the scores throughout the broadcast today. So Concordia has got the ball. They're going to throw it down here. It's going to be way over the head of the intended receiver. That's the Tufford in there again at quarterback. Intended receiver was Zach Warner at the 46-yard line, but that was nowhere close. Tufford, again, his numbers, 2 out of 6 throwing the ball so far this year, completing 33% of his passes, but he's got minus 3 yards. T.J. Shirey was their scheduled starter here, at least on the two deep all week long. We have not seen anything out of Shirey in the offensive set yet. He's also their punter. But Shirey has been on the bench as long as the offense has been out there. So it's now 2nd down and 10 yards to go. 2nd down and 10 for Concordia. Here's a little pass down to the near side. It's going to be caught at the 24, across the 25 to the 30. Still on his feet and Russell out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Grabbing the ball there was Derek Blessing, the freshman out of Ogallala, where he's ridden out of bounds over here by Hastings College. Alec Diffendaffer, and on the stop there for the Broncos. That was a pickup of about 7 yards in the play. It's now 3rd down. 3rd down and 3. As the Dogs have moved the ball out to the 35. Again, Concordia in the first quarter had just 12 yards of total offense, 8 yards rushing and 4 yards passing against the Hastings College defense. So now it's 3rd down. 3rd down and 3 yards to go for Concordia from the 35-yard line. Tufford backs up, sets up a little screen. It's grabbed here at the 35, down the sideline, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and Washington is knocked out of bounds. They set up a beautifully executed screen play. Boy, they had a lot of blue jerseys out there. And taking the ball down the near sideline was Jamarcus Walker, and he was knocked out of bounds down here by Aaron Verlinde of Hastings at the 6-yard line. That was a nice play by Concordia. And now the Dogs get the first big break here. They get a 54-yard screen pass, beautifully executed down the near sideline. And Walker nearly took that baby to the house. And now Concordia has got the ball at the 6-yard line of Hastings College. So the Dogs barking for the first time here this afternoon at the Hastings 6. They're working left to right here in quarter number 2. Hastings has got a 7-0 lead. Here's a handoff. And some confusion now breaking out of there is going to be Gradell. And Gradell comes to the near side where he's going to be wrestled down for a loss. The quarterback, Tufford, and Gradell actually ran into each other in the backfield. And then Gradell grabs the ball and trying to break it outside. And he's going to be swarmed under back here at the 7-yard line. Remember, Concordia has scored only 19 points the entire season so far. They scored 13 of those in the first ball game against Peru State when they beat the Bobcats 13-7. Now Concordia with the ball down here at the 7-yard line of Hastings. Cole Tufford, the quarterback, backs up, looks, and he's going to be hit from behind, releases the ball, but it's an incomplete pass. Chase Langenberg getting in there on Tufford and nearly got him for a sack. Tufford at the last second and loads the ball. His arm was grabbed there by Langenberg, so it was an incomplete pass. And now it's going to bring up, well, we got a penalty flag clear on the opposite side of the field here. Clear on the opposite side on the Hastings side down there at about the 12-yard line. So check out the indication. Paul Merkowitz and Tony Harper questioning things over there on the far side as the officials taking their sweet time again to make the call. It's going to be a holding call against the Concordia. That's going to be declined. That's going to bring up a third down situation here. So Concordia now looking at third down after that nice 54-yard pass and catch on a screen pass. They got the ball in the red zone of Hastings for the first time here this afternoon. Concordia's got the ball at the Hastings 7-yard line. And now they send three wide receivers split out to the left side. Baxter split behind Tufford. As he waits for the snap, he's got it. Here comes the pressure. He throws the ball here. It's going to be a knockdown. I think they tried to set the exact same play there. That's went for 54 yards, but Hastings wasn't going to be fooled twice in that. Maybe Zach Carlton was right there for Hastings in that play and knocks it down. So it's an incomplete pass. Concordia gets down here. They sniff the end zone, but they don't stick it in there. Now we got a field goal attempt coming up here from McKinney Zoller. He'll come into the ball game. He has 4 out of 5 on field goal attempts this year. His longest has been 42. Jake Gradell will kneel here at the 14-yard line. This will be a 24-yard field goal attempt. Ball is down. The kick is up there, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. So a field goal there for the Concordia Bulldogs. They get on the board here in the second quarter of play. We've got 10 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the first half here this afternoon. From Seward, it's now Hastings 7 and Concordia 3.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Cole Tufford throws a long screen pass to Jamarcus Walker. They get inside the Bronco red zone, but Hastings denies him there. They have to settle for that field goal attempt, and Concordia is now on the board. It is 7-3. So Concordia goes 6 plays and 72 yards and finally gets some points on the scoreboard here this afternoon. 7-3 is the score as Concordia will kick off. That's a kickoff that's going to be short. Coming up and grabbing the ball is Nate Arnold. He's across the 30 to the 35 to the 36-yard line. So Nate Arnold returns a kick there for Hastings. That was a short kickoff by Concordia. It was high in the air, but very, very short. Kickoff by Kenny Zoller for Concordia. So Hastings will have it here. The offensive unit will huddle around head coach Paul Merkowitz on the far sideline. Hastings College with a lead over the Concordia Bulldogs. It is 7-3. Midland, I see, has jumped out on top of Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan, one of the three undefeated teams left in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland 7, Dakota Wesleyan nothing. That is in the second quarter of play. That ball game going on in Mitchell, South Dakota today. Hastings back with the ball at the 35-yard line. Here's a handoff. That's Steely. Steely breaks a couple of tackles across the 35 and brings the ball to the 40. So a pickup of 5 yards in the play by Steely this afternoon. Tackle was made in there by the Bulldogs, and making the stop was Michael Volker. Volker, the defensive end for Concordia this afternoon. 6'2", 240-pound sophomore out of Lynn, Kansas. Hastings 7, Concordia 3. Hastings looking at a second down 5 situation. They've got the football at their own 40-yard line. Two wide receivers split to the left side. Steely in the backfield. Here's Hubert. Backs up. Here comes the pressure. Hubert still got it. Throws out here. It's incomplete. Trying to get it to Steely, but pressure again by this Concordia defense. Tell you what, this defense has kept Concordia in all of their ball games with the exception of one so far this year. They were blown out by Dakota Wesleyan 56-0. They picked up a couple of wins. They beat Peru State 13-7. They beat Nebraska Wesleyan 3-0. Their loss was to Midland Lutheran at 7-3, so this defense has played extremely well. Head coach Vance Winter and Concordia. Third down and 5 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 40-yard line. Concordia now showing blitz. Hubert in the shotgun. Here comes the pressure. Look out. Hubert gets rid of it. He does, and it's nowhere close to his intended receiver. Justin Anderson on a fly down the right sideline. Hubie was just lucky to get that one off. And now what do we have? We have a penalty flag. Paul Merkowitz out there for Hastings as the officials huddle at the 42-yard line. I don't see the penalty flag, but there it is. It's on the white portion of the turf right in front of the Bronco bench. And this one may be going against Concordia. It's going to be a holding call against Concordia, so Hastings will get a first down here. So evidently they were holding Justin Anderson going down in that fly pattern, maybe knocked him out of bounds over there because the pass was nowhere near Justin Anderson. That might have been one of the reasons why Justin may have been held by the defensive back for Concordia. So the penalty will give Hastings a first down here. First down and 10 at the 50-yard line to keep the drive alive. Hastings right at the 50 here. Wide receiver split out to the left side. Here's a quick pass thrown out here, and Nate can't grab it. That was close to a lateral, but it was not. Nate Arnold cannot come up with the ball there for Hastings. Hubert threw it just a little too far. Troy Hubert has now misfired on his last four passes here this afternoon. Unofficially 68 yards through the air. Nate Arnold again comes to the slot to the left side for Hastings College. Justin Anderson out as a wide receiver. And now Keane Stensel has got the ball. Sidesteps one man, tries to get around the corner there, and he's knocked down on the play. Michael Volkler again. Another stop there for Concordia. So every time Keene's been in the ball game, Concordia is really loaded up against him. That time he loses 2 yards in a play. It's now third down and 12 yards to go. So Hastings now backing up in their own territory. Third down and 12 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 48. Anderson and Nate Arnold split to the left side. Travis Brown goes to the right. Hubert in the shotgun, grabs the ball, backs up, surveys the field, cocks the arm, throws it downfield. And he's got his man down there at the 31-yard line in traffic again. That is Nate Arnold. Tell you what, he's having a great football game here this afternoon. Nate Arnold for Hastings College holds that baby in heavy traffic down here. He had at least two guys around him, and Nate hauls it in at the 31-yard line. That's a 17-yard gain and a first down for the Broncos. Nate had a sensational catch on a big third down play earlier in this ball game that set up the first touchdown for Hastings. So the former Adams Central Patriot having the best game of his collegiate career here this afternoon. His short career, freshman. First down and 10 for Hastings from the 32. Hand off to Nick Grummert, who's into the ball game now as Nick puts his head down and drives the ball down to the 25-yard line. So Grummert down to the ball game for Hastings, spelling Dalton Seeley. Grummert, of course, the senior out of Beatrice. He was the starter earlier this year to start the season, but he's really struggled this year as well running the football. That's his 26th carry of the 2010 season. He picks up 6 yards there. He's now at an even 100 yards. 26 carries, 100 yards for the year for Nick Grummert. No touchdowns. Nice carry there. Hastings in a very good position now. It's second down and 4 yards to go. Handoff now to Steely. Eludes one man. He's got a first down as he puts his head down and takes it down to the 19-yard line. So Dalton Steely takes the ball down to the 19. First down for Hastings as they move the sticks. They're in the red zone again today. 7 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hastings College has got a 7-3 lead over the upset-minded Bulldogs from Concordia. Broncos like to cash in right here. Wide receiver split to the right. That's going to be Justin Anderson. To the left side is going to be Mike Novicki. Off into the flanker to the right side is going to be the fullback now in Zach Beatty. There's a handoff to Seeley. They blow this play dead. Seeley was angling off to the right side. And they blow this one dead. It's going to be an illegal procedure call, I think, on Hastings. Here comes the indication again. It's going to be an illegal procedure call on Hastings. So a 5-yard penalty marched off against the Broncos. That'll take him back outside the red zone as they bring it back to the 25-yard line. Hastings College football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings and across the nation and around the world on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Dakota Wesleyan has scored in their ball game over Midland. It's now 7-7. Morningside leading Northwestern 3-0. First down, 15 yards to go from the 25-yard line. Hand off to Seeley. Seeley is going to be stopped here after a short pickup of 2 yards. A lot of blue jerseys over here for the Bulldogs that time. Making the stop, Stephen Ford, a reserve linebacker out of Greenville, Texas. I'll tell you about Concordia. Looks like a very young football team. A lot of freshmen, a couple of sophomores seeing a lot of playing time out there for the Dogs this afternoon. A pickup of only 2 yards on the last play. It's now second down and 13 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the Concordia 24-yard line. Wide receivers right and left. Here's a Hubert. Plenty of time. He throws it down here. Justin Anderson. He can't make the catch. In fact, it's intercepted. Intercepted in the end zone. Drop back to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and run out of bounds. Keith Brockmeyer picks off the pass there as Troy Hubert is intercepted in the end zone. And Brockmeyer brings the ball all the way back out here. They're going to spot it just across the 30. Justin Anderson was the intended receiver, and Brockmeyer just wrestles that ball away from him, intercepts the ball in the end zone, and brings it back to the 32-yard line, and the Broncos turn the ball over on a golden opportunity here in the second quarter. So it's 7-3 Hastings, and now this Concordia offense comes back out there. They were unable to stick it in on their last possession. They had the ball down inside the 10-yard line, but had to settle on a field goal attempt. And now Cole Tufford comes back out. Quick pitch out to Jamarcus Walker. Walker trying to get outside, and he gets to the sideline, and then he's knocked out of bounds. He is knocked out of bounds over there. Hastings nearly was flagged for a face mask call there. But Walker is right out of bounds at the 35. I saw the Broncos going up toward the headgear. Evidently did not grasp the old face mask there. No penalty flag was thrown. Jamarcus Walker picks up about 3 yards on the play. We'll call it second down and seven. Second down and seven now for Concordia. We're down to 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It is 7-3 Hastings College with the lead over Concordia. Old Tufford is your quarterback again. The ball is on the far side hash. Tufford has got it. Quarterback keeper across the 35 to the 40, 45 to the 50. Inside Hastings College territory to the 45-yard line. Finally tackled from behind there by Kane Ellenberg, the sophomore out of Jacksboro, Texas. So Cole Tufford, the freshman, in control here for Concordia in replace of T.J. Shirey, who struggled for the Bulldogs in the first four games of the season. And now we see Cole Tufford. He's went all the way at quarterback for Concordia today. Made a nice run there as he takes the ball down to the 46-yard line. So a 14-yard gain there for Tufford to the 46 of Hastings. Tufford now under center. Play action pass. He's got plenty of time. He throws it to the near side. That ball is caught out here but out of bounds. Making a one-handed stab on that one was Nate Sint. Sint, the senior out of Scott's Bluff, makes the reception down there at the Hastings College 35, but he was out of bounds. Riley Nicola over here in coverage for the Broncos. So now it's second down, 10 yards to go. Concordia working left to right here in the second quarter. They're against the breeze, which was blowing at 16 miles per hour to begin the ball game here this afternoon. Temp is right around 60 degrees. A very pleasant day today in Seward. There's second down, 10 yards to go for the Bulldogs. They've got the ball at the Hastings College 46. Wide receivers left and right. Cole Tufford in the gun. Now he comes up under center. Pitches the ball back here to Greedell, trying to get outside. 45, and he's run out of bounds. Chase Langenberg over here for Hastings defensively, running him out of bounds. We'll see where they spot the football right in front of the Concordia bench. They'll put the thing down at the 43. So Chase Langenberg over here for Hastings from the defensive line to knock him out of bounds. They'll spot the football between the 43 and the 44. Just a short gain of two. It is now third down and 8 yards to go for the Dogs. Hastings out on top of this ball game by a score of 7-3 this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan and Midland tied up at seven. Morningside with a 3-0 lead over Northwestern. A couple of other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Third down, 8 yards to go. Concordia with the ball at the Hastings 44. Tufford backs up. Here comes the pressure. As the pass across the middle is incomplete. Riley Nicola was coming off of the corner for Hastings, and he nearly got there for the quarterback sack. The pass was across the middle. The intended receiver was C.J. Anderson for Concordia. Good coverage by the Broncos. They had a couple of guys back there as well. And now Concordia will have to punt the football away again. Boy, this offense is really frustrated. Had a golden opportunity to put a touchdown on the board earlier in this quarter, but had to settle for a field goal attempt. Now they got good field position inside Bronco territory and cannot convert on a third down. Here's T.J. Shirey in there to punt the ball away. It's an end-over-end kick. It bounces at the 15-yard line. inside the 10-yard line, heading for the 5, and it's finally going to be blown dead down there at about the 6. So a nice kick by T.J. Shirey as he pins the Broncos back deep here. Now Hastings will have 4 minutes here to work themselves out of a hole. That was a 38-yard punt there by T.J. Shirey. So 4:05 to play now here in the second quarter. Coming up at halftime today, we'll have our Scholar Athlete of the Week. We'll get you a complete scoreboard show. Tyler Moffitt back in the KHAS Sports Studios. Get you up to date on all the scores in the GPAC today and all the scores in major college football across the nation. There's a handoff now for Hastings. They go to Seeley, who's back in there. Seeley takes it to the 10. So Dalton moves the ball from the 7 out to the 10-yard line. A pickup of 3 yards on the play. Hastings now looking at second down and 7 yards to go. Broncos in that first quarter had 86 yards of total offense. They put some numbers on the board here in the second, but still held to only 7 points here by this Concordia defense. Troy Hubert was intercepted in the end zone in his last possession. Second down and 7 yards to go. Now Keen Stenzel in the ball game again for Hastings. Stenzel's going to hand the ball away to a Seeley, picking a hole, 15 to the 20. Seeley counts up the ball. It is loose. It is still loose, and I think Concordia is on top of it at the 30-yard line. They are. The Dogs are on it. Dalton Seeley coughs up the pig at the 30-yard line, and now Concordia has got the ball. So the second turnover of the ball game here this afternoon is Dalton Seeley coughs up the football for Hastings. It's recovered here by Concordia, and the Dogs have another golden opportunity here. So back-to-back turnovers for Hastings. An interception in the end zone, and Dalton Seeley now comps up the pig. I didn't catch the number. Hastings had a chance on it, but the ball squirted away again down there in the pile, and there was a lot of blue shirts around the football. So Concordia gets the fumble recovery at the 32-yard line. And now the Dogs have just over 3 minutes here in the second quarter to try to take the lead at halftime. It's Cole Tufford back in there at quarterback. Swings the ball out here. It's grabbed to T.J. Shirey. Throws the ball downfield, and that one is going to be incomplete. It's an incomplete pass. They try to take the ball downfield there to C.J. Anderson. So there we have both quarterbacks in the lineup that time for Concordia. Tufford just throws the ball out here on the lateral to T.J. Shirey. And he takes the ball downfield to Anderson, but the Broncos right there. Concordia is known for their trick plays. They pull out a gadget or two every time we play these guys, and that might have been their gadget play right there. They're trying to get him to lead at halftime. But the pass is going to be incomplete by Shirey. So it's second down, 10 yards to go. Concordia with the ball at the Hastings College 33 following the Seeley fumble. Here's a Tufford. He's going to hand the ball away again. That's going to be Baxter for a couple of yards. Covered up there by Chase Langenberg of Hastings. Langenberg is there defensively. Also getting up from the bottom of the stack for the Broncos is Brian Callen. Just a short pickup there for, or rather, Derek Blessing. Derek Blessing carrying the ball there for a couple of yards. A pickup of 2, third down and 8. Third down, 8 yards to go. The ball right in between the 30 and the 31. Here's Tufford with the ball again on the option play, and he's going to be hitting down. A loss in the play, busting through there now for Hastings to make the play on the ball. There was Adam Killip. Killip gets the stop for Hastings. No gain on the play as they run the option play to the near side here. And Cole Tufford is knocked down by Adam Killip. And now Concordia with their inept offense looking at a fourth down and 7 situation from the 30 of Hastings following the turnover from Dalton Seeley. So Concordia just unable to move the ball against this Hastings College defense. Here this afternoon, they've had their chances, but so far only 3 points on the scoreboard. Hastings in a hard-fought first half here at 7-3, and now I think Concordia wants to call a timeout, or do they? Hastings might want to call a timeout. Nevertheless, we got a stoppage. Concordia officially charged with a timeout. So Concordia calls the timeout. 1 minute, 54 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 7, Concordia 3.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern 3, Morningside 3. That ball game going on in Orange City this afternoon. Hastings College leading Concordia here by a score of 7-3. Dakota Wesleyan and Midland tied up at 7 points apiece. So some tight football games. Number one ranked Sioux Falls back in action tonight. They'll take on Nebraska Wesleyan at a 6 o'clock starting time in Sioux Falls. So fourth down, 7 yards to go. And Concordia is going to go for it here from the 30-yard line. Hastings showing a blitz. I think somebody jumped up front. Indiana Jones was coming on the blitz there for Hastings College, and one of those offensive linemen jumped up out of his three-point stance, and now Concordia is going to have to punt the football away. Now it's fourth down and long. Fourth down and 12 or 13 yards to go, so Vance Winter changes his mind here and will punt the football away and try to pin the Broncos back deep. Still with under 2 minutes to go here in this first half. So instead of going for it there, that 5 yards changed the mind of the Concordia coaching staff here. Shirey back into the ball game. He picks it up on the hop off of the turf. Gets the punt away. Short one bounces at the 20. It'll take a Concordia bounce, but not very far. It's going to be finally down at the 15-yard line. So that was about a 20-yard kick there by T.J. Shirey, but he gets the job done. He pins the Broncos inside the 20-yard line, and now Hastings probably just going to try to get a first down or two and get into the locker room and maybe regroup here. They've been able to move the football a little bit against the Concordia defense this afternoon, but so far only 7 points on the scoreboard. That was on a 1-yard touchdown plunge from Dalton Seeley. Keen Stenzel back into the ball game now for Hastings at quarterback. He'll be in the shotgun formation as Keene waits for the snap here on first down and 10. He's got the ball, hands it away to Seeley, and Seeley's going to angle off on the far side, 15 to about the 18-yard line. So a short gain there. Tackle is made by that linebacker again, Gerard Fleming, the junior out of Houston, Texas. A pickup of 4 yards on the play for Seeley, second down and 6. Clock is running. We're down to a minute and 20 seconds to play here in this second quarter from Bulldog Stadium in Seward, Nebraska. Two wide receivers split to the left side now. That is Nate Arnold and also Justin Anderson over here. Second down, 6 yards to go. Keen Stenzel with the ball. Rushes out of there with it. 20-25. Still on his feet to the 30-yard line. Comes to the sideline and run out of bounds. So Keen Stenzel has got a first down there for Hastings as he scrambles out of the pocket there and brings it to the near side. Finally run out of bounds right in front of the doghouse. Here on the near side, the Concordia bench brings it to the 33-yard line, a first down for Keen. So Keen Stenzel for Hastings College now running the ball club here in replace of Troy Hubert. Keen will send two wide receivers, three wide receivers now to the right side as Travis Brown will join Nate Arnold and Justin Anderson. Seeley in the backfield. Here's Keen with the ball. He's going to run it again. He's at the 30 to the 35-yard line. He's going to be knocked down at the 37. The ball came loose. And they're going to say it's a dead ball there. So fortunately enough, Keene was down as the ball came loose at the 37. Hastings already with two turnovers in the ball game. In fact, the last two possessions, they've turned it over. Once in the end zone on an interception, and then the Seeley coughing the ball up in the last possession, but Concordia unable to convert. So now it's second down and 7 yards to go, actually maybe closer to six. Ball is pushed up here to the 38-yard line. Stenzel stays in there at quarterback. Turns and hands the ball away to Seeley. Picking and choosing, and he is up under there. Up over he goes, a somersault at the 39. So a pickup of only 2 yards in a play for Dalton Seeley. Boy, the yards are coming tough again for Hastings here this afternoon, rushing the football. And now we're down to 4 seconds, and the Broncos headed to the locker room. Well, as we expected here, a tough defensive battle between Concordia and Hastings. And the Broncos have a slim advantage here at the halftime break. Hastings College 7, Concordia 3. You're listening to Broncos football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Ecotrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Bulldog Stadium in Seward this afternoon. Hastings College football and 1230 KHAS. Broncos have the lead here at the halftime break. The score is 7-3. Hastings scoring in the first quarter on a six-play, 38-yard drive. It consumed 2 minutes and 37 seconds off of the clock. Dalton Seeley took it in from 1 yard out. Point after touchdown by Ernesto Locayo was good. They made the score 7-0. Hastings then drove the ball in the second quarter down inside the red zone of Concordia, and Troy Hubert throws an interception in the end zone. Concordia then getting a nice 54-yard screen pass from Cole Tufford to Jamarcus Walker. Walker had the Concordia Bulldogs down inside the red zone for Hastings. However, the Bronco defense stiffened right there, and they had to settle for a 24-yard field goal attempt. Kenny Zoller knocks one through the pipes to make it a 7-3 ball game, and that's the way we stand right here. Hastings has turned the ball over twice. They're holding on to a 7-3 advantage over Concordia here this afternoon. Checking some halftime numbers for you. Hastings with 9 first downs in the first half compared to 2 for Concordia. Hastings has rushed the ball 23 times for 107 yards. They've thrown for 90 yards in the ball game, as Troy Hubert is 9 out of 15 for 90 yards. So Hastings with 197 yards of total offense here in the first half. Concordia has rushed the ball 14 times for 33 yards. Their quarterbacks have combined to go 3 out of 9 throwing for 70 yards. So the Bulldogs with 103 yards of total offense here in the first half compared to 197 for Hastings. The Broncos have punted twice. Ernesto's got an average of 38 yards here in the first half for the Broncos. T.J. Shiree, the Concordia punter, has punted 5 times, an average of 30.6. Hastings has fumbled once. They have lost that fumble. Concordia has yet to turn the ball over this afternoon, so Hastings losing the turnover war in this ball game today. Hastings have been penalized 3 times for 20 yards, Concordia 2 times for 15. The Broncos are leading in the time of possession, 17 minutes and 59 seconds for Hastings, 12 minutes and 1 second for Concordia. The Broncos just 1 out of 6 on third down conversions this afternoon. Concordia 1 out of 7. The Broncos are 2 out of 2 on fourth down conversions. Concordia zip for zip. Red zone offenses for Hastings are 1 out of 1 with that touchdown. Concordia 1 out of 1 as well. They got the three-pointer here this afternoon. So Hastings College has got a 7-3 lead over the Concordia Bulldogs here this afternoon at halftime. Normally we check in with Ryan Merkin, the beat writer for the Hastings Daily Tribune. He is not on hand, but Vince Kupik, who's the sports editor for the Hastings Trib, is with us here this afternoon. Vince, hey, thanks for joining us on the halftime show.
Yeah, no problem.
Tell you what, the Broncos struggling along here again this afternoon. We talked about the running attack for the past 3 or 4 weeks, and it's been tough here this afternoon against the Concordia.
Yeah, their offense has kind of sputtered in the first half. Whenever it seems like they made a couple big fourth downs, was able to convert one of them into a touchdown, but then the other time they just kind of wasted opportunity.
Tell you what, Hastings was able to drive the ball downfield another time, and Troy Hubert throws the pick in the end zone. Now he's not having a real wonderful day either today.
No, the passing, they've done some good things, but when they had that drive going there, kind of killed it there with that interception.
The Concordia defense, everything what they advertised here, Coach Merck talked about how tough this defense was going to be. We've seen it here this afternoon. This is a good bunch.
Right, yeah. I think a lot of people thought this might be a defensive battle, and it's definitely turning out to be that way through one half.
Nate Arlt, he has come on and done a great job for Hastings. He's got three receptions, 52 yards, made a nice reception on a big third down thing to kind of set the first Hastings College touchdown. But Nate Arlt seeing extensive playing time here this afternoon.
Right, where's he been all season? Kind of showing us some flashes of what we saw last year at Adams Central. Nice to see you.
So Nate Arnold, again, three receptions, 52 yards, leading the way as far as the receiving core is concerned. Dalton Seeley has got 12 rushes and 56 yards. So we've got a Blue Hawk leading on the rushing statistics, and we've got a Patriot over here on the receiving side. Good to see some of those local kids out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of bringing back memories from last year, from when I covered those guys in the playoffs and making a run at the state title and stuff like that.
Wonder how the team chemistry is with those guys on the Bronco roster.
I think they've been friends for a while, so I think they get along pretty good.
So Hastings with the advantage here over Concordia. The score is 7-3. So we take a look at the second half. The Broncos losing the turnover war. They've lost the turnover war. I think we're sitting at zero right now as far as the turnover margin for the season. We have not been able to create turnovers on defense, and we've got two ourselves. So maybe a big turnover here in the second half, maybe a special teams play. This thing, it looks like it's going to go down the wire.
Right. Hastings definitely needs a spark, whether it be a defensive score, defensive turnover, a big return, or maybe a big pass play or something like that. They definitely need a spark.
Last year, Hastings was able to beat Concordia in what a very similar situation. It was a close ball game at halftime, and we got the big defensive play in the second half a year ago, and the Big Mac intercepted the ball and returned it for a touchdown and kind of got the Broncos jump started. So maybe a similar situation here, looking for a big play maybe to get this team cranked up again.
Yeah, I'm sure these guys will be fired up. I'm not sure what Coach Merck is saying at halftime, but I'm sure he's saying something that will get these guys fired up.
It's probably good that we're up here and he's down there, huh?
Right.
All right, thanks for stopping by, man.
Yep, thank you.
Vince Kepik again, the sports editor for the Hastings Tribune, filling in for Ryan Merkin, who's not with us. We don't have Jimmy today. We kind of have a skeleton crew here this afternoon as we enjoy homecoming festivities here on the campus of Concordia University. Hastings College has got the lead today. It is 7-3 over Concordia at halftime. We'll check some more individual numbers before we get to the Scholar Athlete and the big halftime scoreboard show with Tyler Maffitt. Again, leading the rushing attack for Hastings is Dalton Seeley, 12 carries, 56 yards, and a touchdown. Troy Hubert has carried the ball four times for 23 yards. Keen Stencil, five carries for 22. And Nick Grummer has got two rushes for 6 yards. Nathan Arnold leading the receiving core this afternoon for Hastings, three receptions, 52 yards. Dalton Seeley has got two carries and minus 2 yards. That can't be right. Well, that's the receptions. All right. Dalton Seeley has got two receptions for minus 2 yards. Blake Horseman has got a reception for 14. And Zach Beatty has got one reception and 13 yards. Ernesto Lokyle, two punts and 38-yard average there. Numbers for Concordia. Cole Tufford has got four rushes for 13 yards. Jake Gridall has got four rushes for 8 yards. Jamarcus Walker, four rushes for 7. Derek Blessing has got two rushes for 5 yards. Cole Tufford is 3 out of 8 throwing the ball this afternoon for 70 yards. T.J. Shiree is 0 of 1 throwing the football this afternoon. Jamarcus Walker has got one reception and 60 yards. That was on that screen pass. Derek Blessing has got one reception and 6 yards. T.J. Shiree has got one reception and 4 yards. So it's Hastings College out on top of the Concordia Bulldogs this afternoon. The score, Hastings 7 and Concordia 3. Now stay tuned. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up. We'll check in at the KHAS Sports Studios, get you up to date on the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across the nation this afternoon. We've got the second half coming up for you. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
Rodgers Incorporated.
score more savings with Toshiba televisions at Rogers Incorporated. Kick off the season with big savings on a new Toshiba TV and get up to a $50 delivery rebate by mail with the purchase of a qualifying Toshiba TV $799 and up. Plus 12 months, no interest with monthly payments. Offers good through October 2nd. Ask Rogers for details. Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings, open every day.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered T&Ls you've been looking at.
For a need-free T&L pivot system, call your T&L dealer today.
Stop at T&L Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your T&L dealer.
Today's KHS Scholar Athlete of the Week is young basketball star Quincy King. Quincy is a sophomore from Loveland, Colorado, who majors in nursing with a 3.7 GPA. On the court, she participated on the varsity team last year, appeared in 15 games, averaged 1.9 points a game, shot 32% from the field, 36% from three-point range, and 83% from the free throw line. In the classroom, Quincy is always held above a 3.7 GPA. She's a member of the Public Relations Council on campus and is also on the new Student Days Committee. Quincy is a member of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and is involved in the intramurals here on campus. Her hobbies include playing basketball, softball, and volleyball, spending time with family and friends. She loves to shop and absolutely loves to read. Quincy enjoys swimming, boating, and also loves to travel. The KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you by T&L Irrigation, supporting the academics and athletics in our community.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Bolin at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through EcoTrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the Halftime Scoreboard, presented by Hastings Federal Credit Union.
1230 KHAS, I'm Tyler Maffitt with a check of scores from around the GPAC and around the nation. The broadcast you've been listening to right now, Hastings College leading the Concordia Bulldogs 7-3. The Broncos have averaged 34 points in their two wins, both of them shutouts, but just 10 in their two losses. Hastings has scored 12 of their 13 trips inside the red zone this year, but are going up against the GPAC's second toughest red zone defense this week. Taking a look at the scoring drives, Dalton Seeley scored his second collegiate touchdown in the first quarter from a yard out, putting the Broncos up 7-0. The Broncos got some points on the board in the second quarter with a 24-yard field goal, making the score 7-3. And that's where we are at halftime. Once again, the Broncos are leading Concordia 7-3. Taking a look at other games in the GPAC, Briar Cliff is taking on the Dort Defenders this afternoon. Somebody moves up the conference standings this week, as they are the last two squads looking for a league win. At last check, the score was 0-0 at the half. Midland has been through a couple ranked teams and now readies for their third, the first time away from Memorial Field. Right now, at last check, number 21 Dakota Wesleyan 7, Midland 7. That game was at the half. And what the GPAC says might be the NAIA's top matchup, number 4 ranked Morningside is tied up at 3 with 18th ranked Northwestern. At last check, that game was in the first quarter. Morningside is 4-0 on the season. Northwestern is 3-1. Well, just as the Prairie Wolves tasted some success on the season getting their first win, the schedule sends them to the Cougars' Den. We don't have a score on that game, but we will try to provide an update as our Bronco football broadcast continues. And the final team in the GPAC, the Doan Tigers, have the week off. When we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the Big 12 and the Big 10 right after this.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Low and no fee savings and checking accounts. Tired of the runaround and extra fees at your bank? Try the fast and friendly service at Hastings Federal Credit Union. And anyone who works or lives in the Hastings area can take advantage of their low or no fee accounts. Stop by today and discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. 707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
1230 KHAS, I'm Tyler Maffitt with a check of scores from around the GPAC and around the nation. In the Big 12, Nebraska has a bye week as they prepare for Kansas State next Thursday. After coming off what Bo Pelini called an embarrassing performance against South Dakota State, winning 17-3, the Huskers are 4-0 on the season. Well, in the most anticipated game of the weekend in the Big 12, 8th-ranked Oklahoma is taking on number 21 Texas in the Red River rivalry. Texas is coming off a loss against UCLA last week. That game should be getting underway in just a few minutes. At last check in the fourth quarter, Baylor leading the Kansas Jayhawks 48-7. Missouri taking on Colorado this weekend. That game set to begin at 6 o'clock Central. Earlier in the week, Oklahoma State defeated Texas A&M. A late pick and a field goal lifted Oklahoma State past Texas A&M. Final score on that game, Oklahoma State 38, the Aggies 35. Also in the Big 12, Texas Tech taking on Iowa State. That game also set to begin at 6 o'clock Central Time. As we turn to take a look at the Big Ten, the Buckeyes' Big Ten opening trip to Champaign, Illinois will be their first venture outside the confines of the Horseshoe, where they're facing a 2-1 Illinois team coming off a bye week. We do have a final score on that game. Number 2-ranked Ohio State 24, Illinois 13. Denard Robinson was expected to play against Indiana after injuring his knee during last week's win over Bowling Green. That game is scheduled to get underway in just a few minutes. Michigan taking on Indiana in that game. The past two meetings between the Hawkeyes and Penn State have seen Iowa shock a Penn State team ranked in the top five. Little different this week, though. Number 17, Iowa, taking on number 22, Penn State. That game set to begin at 7 o'clock Central Time. And number 11, Wisconsin, will be taking on number 24, Michigan State. That game is scheduled to get underway in just a few minutes. Also in Big Ten action, we have a final score, Minnesota 28, Northwestern 20, and Purdue has the weekend off in the Big Ten. Stay tuned after the game for Eye on Sports as we will be taking a look at scores from around the GPAC, the Big 12, and the Big Ten, as well as top 25 NCAA Division I college football and scheduled games for tomorrow in the NFL. I'm Tyler Maffitt. We'll send things back to Mike Will.
The Halftime Scoreboard has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned. The second half is moments away on 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Bulldog Stadium in Concordia. We're at Concordia University this afternoon in Seward. Hastings with a 7-3 lead over the Bulldogs. It has not been easy. The Broncos with 107 yards on the ground this afternoon, 90 through the air, 197 yards of total offense. Concordia has got 33 yards rushing. They've got 70 yards passing. They've got 103 this afternoon. Hastings has turned the ball over twice. Concordia has not turned the ball over today. Hastings has got a one-yard touchdown run from Dalton Seeley, capping off a six-play, 38-yard drive. Kenny Zoller has got a 24-yard field goal for Concordia, and that's all we got here. 7-3 is our score at halftime.
We understand Northwestern gets you up to date on a score here. Northwestern is out on top of the fourth-ranked Morningside Mustangs today. It's 10-3. 10-3. Morningside is trailing Northwestern. They are approaching halftime this afternoon. That Nebraska Wesleyan University of Sioux Falls game is a night game. Everything else is going on this afternoon. Briarcliff and Dort, Hastings here against Concordia, Midland against Dakota Wesleyan, and Morningside against Northwestern. We'll certainly keep you up to date on those scores as this ball game unfolds here this afternoon. So Hastings, with a couple of turnovers in the first half, one of them was in the end zone on an interception from Hubert. Dalton Seeley with a fumble in the first half. And the Concordia Bulldogs right in this football game, and Hastings will have to kick off to begin half number two. A couple of other scores in across the nation today. Late in the second quarter, TCU is leading Colorado State 6-0. Miami of Florida in the fourth quarter with a lead over Clemson 27-21. Those games in the top 25 of the nation today. As we reported earlier, Ohio State with a win over Illinois 24-13. And 10th-ranked Auburn today knocking off Louisiana Monroe by a score of 52-3. We are set to go for half number two here this afternoon in Seward. Hastings with a lead, 7-3 over the Bulldogs. As Ernesto Lucayo will kick off here for Hastings, Jamarcus Walker comes up, grabs ball to 15, back to the 20, goes to the sideline, 25, bounces off of a man at a 30, and then steps out of bounds. That's where Concordia is going to start to drive their first one here in the second half of play. Bulldogs playing in their homecoming ball game here this afternoon. In fact, they're right in this thing. Hastings currently 2-2 on the season. For the ball game next week against the Midland Lutheran Warriors, Concordia is sitting at 2-2 overall. They are 1-2 in the conference, but looking for a spark here to get the ball club jump started, and a win over Hastings will be a huge, huge victory for them here this afternoon. So good crowd on hand in Seward as we watch the second half now. As Concordia will start this drive, first down and 10, the ball just short of the 30. Here's a pass out here by Tolford. They get it completed across the 35, dancing his way across the 40 and run out of bounds. Just a short little pass out here. They get the ball to Kyle Hoffman. Hoffman, a junior out of Phoenix, Arizona, grabs the ball. Makes a nice run on it after he grabs it and brings it all the way out to the 44-yard line. That's a first down there. Pick up a 14 yards on the first play. A completed pass from Cole Tufford to his wide receiver over here, Kyle Hoffman. So now Concordia has got the ball first down and 10. The Bulldogs are moving from our right to our left here at Bulldog Stadium. They've brought the ball up to the 44-yard line. And Cole Tufford is now under center with wide receiver split to the right side. The backs are split behind him. As he looks over the Hastings College defense, maybe changing the play up there. A long count from the line of scrimmage. Tufford waits for the snap. He's got it. And now he wants to run the option play. He does. A late pitch. Now the ball is loose over there. It bounces in front of the Bronco bench. And Hastings comes up with a football. Hastings comes up with a football and grabbing the ball for the Broncos, Brian Callen, right in front of the Bronco bench on the sideline. The ball comes loose over there as they pitch the ball back late to a Derek Blessing. He coughs up the pig, and Brian Callen gets the fumble recovery for the Broncos. Callen, the senior from Colorado Springs, gets his first fumble recovery of the season. Hastings with the first turnover of the contest, and now the Broncos will set up shop here, first down and 10 on the 46-yard line. Cole Tufford, a late pitch on the quarterback option play to the wide side of the field. Not a very good pitch. And now here's a pass. Michael Novicki grabs it for Hastings out at the 25-yard line. He's going to be wrapped up down there at the 25. Tackle is made in there by the defensive secondary for Concordia, Ben Klein. So Hastings moves the ball down to the 25, and the Broncos on the move now to begin this third quarter of play. Hastings with a 7-3 lead. Brian Callen recovering a fumble out here at the 46. And on the very first play, Troy Hubert. It's a nice 21-yard reception down there to Michael Novicki. Broncos quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Hubert is in the shotgun formation. Wide receivers left and right. Novicki now goes in motion for Hastings toward the wide side of the field. Play action pass. Hubert got the ball, cocks the arm, throws it. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to the tight end, Blake Horseman, and a nice defensive play back there for Concordia. Knocking the ball loose was Tom Maylander, the sophomore out of Fullerton, Nebraska. Gets his hand on it there. It's an incomplete pass. And it is now second down and 10 yards to go. Hubert now throwing the ball for Hastings, just Let's see. He's now 11. Check that. 10 out of 17. 10 out of 17 for Troy Hubert throwing the ball. It's now second down. Second down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the pig here at the 25-yard line of Concordia, just in the way in the second half. And now we got penalty flags down as Hastings snaps the ball. They wanted to hand it away to Dalton Seeley. And now we got an illegal procedure call against Hastings. So an illegal procedure call. That's going to be the fourth penalty on the Broncos for 25 yards. This one will cost them five here as they move the ball back to the 30. Hastings with only one touchdown today. That came early in the first quarter on a one-yard plunge from Seeley. The only other score was a 24-yard field goal by Kenny Zoller of Concordia. It is a hard-fought 7-3 ball game so far. Hastings out on top. Two wide receivers now go to the left side. That's going to be Justin Anderson and Michael Vicky. The tight end lines up to the right side of the formation. That's going to be Horseman. Now Beatty comes over here to join him. Here's a, let's see. Hubert's going to keep the ball as he comes all the way to the sideline and he's run out of bounds. They faked the ball up inside to Seeley. Beatty was also coming back. But Hubert grabs it himself and moves the ball from the 30. And he's going to be run out of bounds. They're going to say right at the 30-yard line. So no gain in the play by Hubert. So now Hastings looking at third down and 15 yards to go. 13-14 remaining here in the third quarter. The Broncos leading by the score of 7-3 and facing a big third down situation here, trying to cash in on that Concordia turnover. Two wide receivers to the left side. It's Hubert in the backfield. In the gun. As he has got it, he wants to throw with it. And now he throws it to the far side. Justin Anderson has got it, but a short gain. Far from a first down. He's going to be stopped down here at the 24-yard line. So a pickup of six. They needed 15. So now Hastings looking at a fourth down situation here. Fourth down and 8 yards to go from about the 24-yard line. And here comes Ernesto Locayo into the ball game. He missed on a 45-yard field goal attempt in the first half. This one is going to be 41 yards. Hubert will kneel at the 31-yard line from the far side hash mark. Ball is down and the kick is up there. Ernesto Locayo, plenty along, and this one goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. So a 41-yard field goal there by Ernesto Locayo gets Hastings on the scoreboard in the second half. They cash in here on the turnover. The fumble recovery by Brian Callen. And now with 12 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the third period, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 10, Concordia 3.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will and statistician Gene Shaw back here at the Bulldog Stadium in Seward. Hastings now with a 10-3 advantage over Concordia. Morningside has just blocked a punt on Northwestern and returned it for a touchdown. It's now a 10-9 ball game. Northwestern is out on top of Morningside in the battle of top 25 teams here this afternoon. So 10-9 with a PAT pending here. It's 10-3 here. Hastings with a lead. There's the kickoff by Locayo. It's going to come down to Jamarcus Walker. Walker at the 15-yard line, trying to break it outside to the 20. He's to the 24-yard line and brought down there. Brinson Steinhauser, Aaron Verlinde, end of the stop there for the Broncos special teams. And here comes the Concordia offense out there one more time. The Bulldogs with 103 total yards against the Hastings College defense in that first half. They cough up the pig on the first possession here in the second half, and it cost them 3 points as Ernesto Locayo bangs one home from Hastings from 41 yards out. So now Concordia will start this drive. First down and 10, the ball resting at the 25-yard line. Cole Tufford has went all the way at quarterback this afternoon for Concordia, the freshman out of Richardson, Texas. Two running backs in the backfield, three wide receivers out here. Tufford's going to hand the ball away, and that's going to be stacked up right at the line of scrimmage again. In there for Hastings defensively is going to be Jake Mueller. He rips the cap off of Gridell. Jake Gridell, also Pete Botkin in there for Hastings defensively. Botkin, the senior out of Millard North. That front three The best of the come here. Jake Mueller, Pete Botkin, and Chase Langenberg. Second down and about 10 and a half yards to go as Gradell was brought down, a half a yard loss on the play. Now Tufford, play action pass. Here comes the pressure. Sets up a little screen play. Oh, the Broncos got that one swarmed under at the 20-yard line. They set up a little screen to Kyle Hoffman, and the Broncos are over there again defensively. Alec Diffendaffer and others. Nice defensive play there. The Broncos had that one. It's like they were in the huddle. They set up a little screen to their wide receiver in Kyle Hoffman, and he was absolutely swarmed under by Alec Diffendaffer and the Bronco D all the way back here to the 20-yard line, and now Concordia is looking at third down. Third down and 15 yards to go. The Bulldogs are in reverse here in the third quarter. Here's Tufford. He wants to throw the ball again. Pressure. Tufford gets out of there. He's going to be brought down at the 25. He is running with a football. He's brought down there by Hastings. That's Pete Botkin. Botkin's got some charges to him now as Pete gets a couple of nice plays on the ball there. Concordia goes three plays and out. And the crowd who is into the ball game in the first half, their team fighting toe-to-toe with Hastings, is fighting down quite a bit here in the second half as the Concordia Bulldogs fumbled on their opening possession. They go three plays and out on their second one. And now T.J. Shirey is going to have to punt the football away again. He stands at his own 10-yard line. Brinson Steinhauser and Justin Anderson back deep for the Broncos. Double coverage back here at the 42-yard line of Hastings. Shirey has got it, gets it away. The Broncos with some good pressure there. Good kick. It's going to come to Justin Anderson at the 33. Back to the 35, to the 40. 45-yard line. He brings it to the 50. And Hastings will start in great field position. Again, the Broncos are dead last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as far as punt return average. They've been working on that the past couple of weeks. The addition was Justin Anderson returning the punt there. And that was a punt of 42 yards. He brings it back, though, to the 50-yard line. And that's where Hastings College will start, right at the midfield stripe. In the big white bulldog right in the middle of the field here at Seward. So Hastings will start in good field position. They cashed in the last time they had the ball on a 41-yard field goal from Ernesto Lucayo. Troy Hubert back in there at quarterback for Hastings. He's been splitting time this afternoon with Keen Stensel. Here's Steely at the 45-yard line and takes the ball down to the 42. So a quick pickup of 8 yards in the play for Dalton Steely. He was tackled in the play there by Keith Brockmeyer, the quarterback on the right side for Concordia. A pickup of 8 for Hastings. Dalton Steely in the first half of play for Hastings had 12 rushes, 56 yards, and a touchdown. Picks up 8 yards there. Off tackle, left side. Second down, 2 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the 42-yard line of Concordia, leading in the ball game by a score of 10-3. Two wide receivers split to the right side. Hubert in the gun. They hand the ball away to Beatty on that little fullback reverse, and the Bulldogs are right there. Beatty has dropped down on the play. Tackle is made in there by Concordia, and making the stop was Jordan Brockman. Brockman, a senior linebacker out of Lincoln. So Beatty gets his first carry of the afternoon. And that one nets minus 1 yard. It's now third down and 3. Boy, the yards have been tough to come by here against Concordia. Third down and 3 yards to go. Hastings with the ball now at the dog 43-yard line. Hubert in the gun, two wide receivers to the right. Troy wants to throw the ball. He's got time. He puts it across the middle, and the ball's going to be deflected. It's going to be deflected by Hanneman, I think. Yep, Aaron Hanneman is the guy who got his hands in there. He's a big, big boy, 280 pounds, a senior out of Omaha. He deflects that ball away from Troy Hubert, so now Hastings will have to punt. So a defensive struggle here this afternoon. Hastings and the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings out on top right now at 10-3, but for some reason we got this little uneasy feeling here. Some strange things have happened in Seward. Ernesto Lucayo will get the ball away here for the Broncos. A fluttering kick. It's going to come down here at the 23-yard line. Maybe hit a Bronco down there, but the officials not indicating that. It comes back the other way. It takes a Concordia bounce, and it's going to be down here at the 30. So not a very good kick there by Ernesto Lucayo against the breeze. That's only a 20-yard kick by Ernesto Lucayo. He is not having a good day either. He's missed his first field goal of the season. And his punting average in the first half was just 38 yards. And that's not going to help him right there with a 20-yard kick against the wind. So here comes the Concordia offense. First down and 10 yards to go. They've got the ball now on their own 30-yard line. 10-7. Actually, 10-3 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here comes the pressure again as a pass is going to be picked off. That's Riley Nickley. Picks the ball off for Hastings and returns the ball to the 35. The intended receiver was Zach Warner for Concordia. But that was like that was thrown right at Riley Nickla. So Hastings gets their second turnover of the second half, and the Broncos set up shop now at the 30-yard line. Actually, the 35. Riley Nickla gets the interception for the Broncos. That's his first pick of the season. And Hastings, again, set up in a golden situation here. First down and 10. Riley Nickla gets the pick. A second turnover the second half, and now Hubert's going to go for the juggler. He's going to throw the long bomb down the left sideline. He throws it up there, but it's going to be incomplete. Down the far sideline, they try to get the ball to Travis Brown. Back there in coverage for Concordia was their defensive back again, Keith Brockmeyer. So Hastings, like they have so many times in the past, they go for the home run ball here after getting a big turnover, and that time it was knocked down by Brockmeyer. Second down and 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the Concordia 35. Here's Stenzel with the ball. Stenzel takes it to the 32-yard line. He's wrapped up and thrown to the turf there by Gerard Fleming. Fleming, the junior linebacker out of Houston, Texas, knocks down Keen Stenzel after a pickup of just 3 yards in a play. And now Hastings looking at third down and 7 yards to go from the Concordia 33-yard line. Tell you what, if the Bulldogs had any kind of an offense, they'd be much better than 2-2, I'll guarantee you. Third down for Hastings now. 7 yards to go from the 33. Hubert back in there, throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Threw it late. Travis Brown was the intended receiver. That was a nice play again by Brockmeyer. And now it's fourth down. The Bronco offense just looks a little out of sync for some reason. And it's not been just today either. At a tough time against the Sioux Falls, like a lot of teams do. Week before that, we rack up 35 points against Dort, but did not play well offensively. Fourth down and 7 yards to go. Hastings with the ball to Concordia 33. Broncos will go for it with a 10-3 lead. Down to 7:55 to play here in the third. Concordia comes with the pressure. Look out, Troy. There's a throwback screen. They get the ball to Horseman. Horseman to the 29-yard line, and he's chopped down short of the first down. Over there defensively for Concordia is Michael Volker, the sophomore out of Lynn, Kansas. They throw the ball back to the tight end, Blake Horseman. And Concordia was right there. Another big defensive stand by the Bulldogs. So Hastings, after getting the pick from Riley Nickla, can't convert on the turnover this time. And now the Concordia Bulldogs come back out offensively. First down and 10 on the 28-yard line. 7:45 to play in the third quarter. Hastings with a 10-3 lead over the Dogs here this afternoon. Tufford stays in there at quarterback when Concordia, and they hand the ball away, and there's nothing doing there. So nothing doing there for the Bulldogs. In there is Brian Callen for Hastings as they hand the ball away to Nate Sint, who ended up with the darn thing. He's lined up as a tight end, and he came back to get the handoff there from Tolford, and he's brought down there by Brian Callen and others for Hastings. No gain in the play. Boy, Vance Winter just looking for anything to provide this offense with a spark. And this is a team that is down near the bottom of every statistical category offensively. They're averaging only 4.8 points per ball game. They've got three on the board here this afternoon. Trailing by a score of 10-3. Here comes the pressure again as they dump it away. It's going to be incomplete. Riley Nickla was coming on the blitz for Hastings. They try to toss it out here on a little screen play to Derek Blessing. And that was overthrown there by Tufford as Riley Nickla was coming hard for Hastings College. Nickla with the interception in the last possession. Nearly got a quarterback sack there, but Tufford got rid of it, but an incomplete pass. And now it's third down. It looks like this 1942 Studebaker is running on about two cylinders offensively for Concordia. They have not had a very productive half here since halftime. Third down and 10 yards to go. Third and 10. The football is at the 28-yard line. Tufford on a quarterback keeper around the left end across the 30, 35. Breaks it back to the middle of the field, 40, 45, 50. He's in the Bronco territory at the 45, and he's run out of bounds by Aaron Verlinde down here inside the 40-yard line of the 39. Just as the Broncos had Concordia backed up and had their offense really second-guessing themselves on what to do offensively, their quarterback, Cole Tufford, breaks loose there. A big 34-yard run And he brings the ball down to the Hastings College 39. So Cole Tuffer, the freshman from Richardson, Texas, who has went all the way at quarterback today for Concordia, breaks loose there on a simple option play to the left side, and he broke it back to the center of the field, got all the way to the opposite sideline before he's finally knocked out of bounds by Aaron Verlinde down here at the 39. So Concordia set up shop now in Bronco territory. Tuffer wants to run the exact same play to the near side. Tuffer has got the ball. This time he's drugged down from behind Brian Callen. Brian Callen just jerks him down from behind as Callen gets in there. Callen, the senior out of Colorado Springs, will knock down Tuffer on the quarterback option play to the near side. No gain in the play. We'll give him a half a yard. Second down, 10 yards to go for all practical purposes here. 5:55 to play in quarter number three. Hastings College still leading Concordia by the score of 10-3 here on homecoming day. Is that tailgate smoke we see here? Got a bunch of smoke rolling into the stadium now. Here's a handoff straight ahead, and boy, they just can't run her anywhere up against the Bronco defense in there, straight up the middle. That was Jake Riedel again carrying the ball there, but ran right into a brick wall. Mueller, Botkin, Langenberg, all there for Hastings. Also in there, John Malise now, we see. It's now third down and 9 yards to go, so two running plays, net of 1 yard there for Concordia as the play comes in from the near sideline from Derek Blessing and head coach Vance Winter for the Bulldogs. Third down and 9 yards to go. Concordia has got the ball now at the Hastings College 38. Bulldogs trailing in the ball game by a score of 10-3. Here's a Tuffle with the ball. He's going to take it off to the right side across the 35 down to the 30 and falls forward as a Tuffer may have another first down. He's been the only offensive spark this afternoon. That's the quarterback here for Concordia. And they have moved the ball down to the Hastings College 29. That's going to be a first down. Concordia had just two first downs in the entire first half. They picked a couple of first downs here. And now Concordia has worked the ball down here to the Hastings College 29. 4:35 to play in the third quarter. 10-3 Hastings. Wide receivers left and right now is Cole Tufford is up under center. Got a couple of running backs in the backfield. Now they're going to fake the ball to Jamarcus Walker. Here's Tufford in the open again. 20, 15, he's at the 10. He's at the 5, and he falls forward down to the 2-yard line. Hastings has absolutely no answer on this scrambling quarterback, Cole Tufford, as he has taken the ball right down the field almost exclusively by running plays himself. He takes the ball officially down to the 4 is where his knee went down, and now Concordia, who has scored only 22 points in the 4-plus games, is knocking on touchdown door to try to tie this baby up. So Cole Tufford is taking the ball down the field here for Concordia. He's went all the way at quarterback here this afternoon. We expected to see T.J. Shiree, and we have not seen him all day, except in punt formation. Here's a pitch back to a Jamarcus Walker. He's at the 5. Walker still has feet to the 4, to the 3, and he's brought down there. Tackle is made by Jake Mueller for Hastings. So Concordia scored 13 points in their opening ball game against Peru State this year. That was a 13-7 win. They were shut out against Nebraska Wesleyan 3-0. They were blown out at Dakota Wesleyan 56-0. And they were beaten last time out 7-3 against Midland. So it's been a while since Concordia scored a touchdown. But they're knocking on touchdown door right now at the Hastings College 3 and busting through there and absolutely slamming the quarterback down for Hastings. Getting through there in a big hurry was Adam Killup. Tufford pulled out from center and almost immediately Adam Killup knocks him down to 5 yard line. A great play there by Killup. A loss of 2 yards in the play and now it's third down and goal. So Adam Killup, John Malise, and Jared Noble now in there. And at the defensive front for Hastings. Concordia's got the ball now at the 5 yard line. Third down and goal from the 5. Tufford, your quarterback, will send wide receivers to the left and to the right. Play action pass. Here comes the pressure. Tufford has to get rid of it, and it's incomplete. Guess who again? Riley Nicola. Riley Nicola comes up there and gets to Tufford. Cole finally got the ball away. It's an incomplete pass. And now the Concordia offense again has sputtered down here inside the red zone. We're going to have another field goal attempt coming up here from their kicker, Kenny Zoller. He hit one earlier today to get Concordia on the scoreboard, and now he's got another short field goal attempt here. So 2.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Concordia Bulldogs hanging around here this afternoon. They'll spot the football at the 17-yard line. This will be a 27-yard field goal attempt here from Zoller. Ball is down, and the kick is up there. And the kick goes through the uprights. It is good. So Concordia gets a field goal attempt, and he got a field goal made right here. So Concordia takes the ball right down the field, basically on the legs of their scrambling quarterback in Cole Tufford. They cash in three, and the Bulldogs hanging around. They score with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 10, Concordia 6.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Score more savings with Toshiba Televisions at Rogers Incorporated. Kick off the season with big savings on a new Toshiba TV and get up to a $50 delivery rebate by mail with the purchase of a qualifying Toshiba TV, $7.99 and up. Plus 12 months, no interest with monthly payments. Offers good through October 2nd. Ask Rogers for details. Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings, open every day.
1230 KHAS.
So Concordia moves the ball 10 plays, 72 yards, and they cash in on a 27-yard field goal from Kenny Zoller, and is now Hastings out on top of Concordia this afternoon. It is 10-6. Like we said a couple of minutes ago, if Concordia had any kind of an offense, the Broncos could be in trouble here this afternoon. 10-6, Hastings with the lead, and here comes the kickoff again from Kenny Zoller. Hastings didn't have a chance to return this one, but they muff it. Now they pick it up at the 5-yard line, back to the 10, 15 to the 20, out to the 23-yard line, and that's where Hastings College will start here this afternoon on this drive. That was Blunt bringing the ball back for Hastings. Nick Blunt, ball came down to him at about the 3-yard line. He had to go right through his fingertips down to the turf, picks it up, and returns the ball out. Well, they're going to put the nose of the football right at the 25, and that's where Hastings will start this drive. So a 10-6 advantage. Hastings out on top. 10-9 Northwestern and Morningside playing this afternoon. 10-9 is the score. Northwestern has got the lead over the fourth-ranked team of the nation, Morningside, a team that we will see in a couple of weeks in Sioux City. First down and 10 for the Broncos. Troy Hubert in the gun. Hubert hands the ball away. That's going to be Steely. Brings the ball to the 30. He is upended at the 30-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Preston Harris, a senior cornerback out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Gives Seeley a pickup of 5 yards in the play. It's now second down and 5 yards to go. The Broncos trying to rush the football against Concordia this afternoon. Dalton Seeley takes it right in the teeth of the buzzsaw there before he's finally knocked down at the 30. Justin Anderson. Actually, that's going to be Travis Brown down to the ball game. Split to the left side for Hastings. Second down, 5 yards to go. Broncos with it under own 30, working left to right here in quarter number three. Hubert again, same play, hands it away to Seeley. Seeley puts his head down, contact made it to 34, pushes the pile forward to the 35. That should be enough for a first down. So two running plays right up the gut there from Dalton Seeley. Brings the ball up to the 35. Hastings will get a fresh set of downs here as they move the sticks. A minute and 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Bronco football coming your way this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings. We're at Bulldog Stadium in Seward. It's been a tough one here this afternoon. Wide receiver to the left side, Mike Novicki. Nate Arnold, who had a good first half with a 3 catches, splits out wide to the right side. Hubert wants to throw the football. He's got Novicki out here, and it's incomplete at the 35-yard line. Just kind of threw it up there. Novicki tried to use his frame to go up and grab it. He's 6'5", and could not grab the ball away from Heath Brockmeyer, who deflects the ball out of his hands, and it's an incomplete pass. Second down and 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the 35. Brockmeyer, 5'11". Novicki, 6'5". Coach trying to work on those small corners, but right there the ball deflected away by a nice defensive play by Heath Brockmeyer, the junior out of Prairie Grove, Arkansas. Second down and 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 35. Hubert again in the gun. Here's Beatty coming in motion on the near side. Hubert brings the ball away to Steely again. Contact made it to 35. Steely still has feet to the 40. Steely brings the ball to the 44-yard line. Dalton should have been stopped back here at the 35. Harris was in there for Concordia. Dalton breaks loose from that tackle and brings the ball all the way out to a 44-yard line. That was just sheer power there from Dalton Seeley. Brings the ball to the 44. It's a pickup of 9 yards in the play. Third down and a yard for Hastings College. Down 38 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Broncos in and out of the huddle here. They'll come up to the line of scrimmage on third and a yard. From the 44-yard line of Hastings, Huber just goes with a quarterback sneak, and he gets up close to the first down stakes here at the 45. We'll see where they unstack him here. Officials calling the timeout. Gino's already spotted. He says he's going to be short of the first down. That would bring up a fourth down situation here for Hastings as the Broncos had a third and one from their own 44. Gino is right again with that razor-sharp vision he's got out there. It's better than 20-20, isn't it, Gino? He's going to be just shy of a first down stake here at the 45. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation. That's going to be the end of the third quarter of play as Troy Hubert will walk to the far sideline to talk with head coach Paul Merkowitz. So now Hastings has got a decision to make here. Fourth down, less than a yard as we start the fourth quarter of play. We'll take a break. Three quarters in the books here this afternoon. The score is Hastings College 10 and Concordia 6.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, statistician Gene Shaw back here at the Bulldog Stadium in Seward. Hastings College holding on to a 10-6 advantage over Concordia. The Broncos now have 257 yards of total offense in the ball game, 188 for the Concordia Bulldogs. So fourth down, less than a yard to go. Hastings will punt the football away. From the 44-yard line and fourth down in less than a yard, Hastings will punt the ball with a 10-6 lead. Ernesto Lacayo into the football here. It flutters again into the air. It's going to go out of bounds on the far side. Ernesto now having a real great day here today. Having some problems with the computer printer in the press box today. We've got kind of a half a sheet. I don't know what's going on. 33-yard punt for Ernesto Lacayo. It goes out of bounds to the 22-yard line. And that's where Concordia will come out. They're trailing in the ball game 10-6. They're a big play away here from putting the Broncos on the ropes this afternoon. So Concordia comes back out here. First down and 10 from their own 22-yard line. Tufford, the quarterback for Concordia, just throws the ball out here to Jamarcus Walker, trying to make something happen, and Jamarcus is going to be wrapped up. No gain in the play here, leading the charges defensively. The ball came loose. Hastings came up with it, but they say it was well after the whistle. Brian Callen over here for the Broncos. He had a fumble recovery earlier in this half. Came up with a football, but they said it was dead. A pickup of one on the play as they move the ball from the 23 out to the 24-yard line. It's now second down and 9 yards to go for Concordia. Trailing in the ball game by the score of 10-6. Been a quiet crowd here this afternoon in Seward. They were into the ball game early, but not much to cheer about so far, but the club is hanging in there. Tufford has got the ball. Quarterback keeper again, 25 to the 30. Tufford on his feet to the 35 and brought down at the 40. He single-handedly is keeping the Concordia Bulldogs in this football game. He's finally tackled downfield there by the Broncos. Callen was over there for Hastings. Also making the stop in there was Curtis Hudeberg for the Broncos. That was a nice pickup on the play of 15 yards there. And a quarterback keeper from Cole Tufford. They're not doing anything fancy as Tufford just running left, running right, getting outside against this Bronco defense. Tufford has got another first down for Concordia. Here's a play out here to T.J. Shirey, and he's going to be knocked down immediately. Getting through there, Curtis Hudeberg again for the Broncos. That looked like it was going to be another lateral and pass downfield. They tried that in the first half. T.J. Shirey gets the reception. He was going to look to take the ball downfield, but he didn't have a prayer. Curtis Hudeberg is in there in a hurry again for the Hastings College Broncos. Knocks him down, a loss of 3 yards in a play back here at the 35-yard line. So now it's second down and 13 yards to go. 13 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 10-6. Backing up again is Tufford. Here comes the pressure. The pass is deflected and nearly intercepted. The ball was deflected there and nearly intercepted by Pete Botkin. John Malise got his hands on it there for Hastings with a pressure. Tufford was backing up. Malise got his hands on it. It was popped into the air, and Pete Botkin nearly picked off his pass, and it would have been off to the races for Pete for number two this season. They returned one in that ball game against Dort earlier this year, took it to the house, and Pete would have had touchdown number two right there. There was not a man around, and Pete Botkin cannot hang on to it for the Bronco D. And that's the big play that may have turned the tide here for Hastings. Concordia's been a tough team to put away here this afternoon. It is third down now. Third down and 13 yards to go. Tufford backs up, and we got a penalty flag down. And we might have some motion problems here for the Bulldogs. And that's the indication it's going to be an illegal procedure call. Northwestern continues to lead Morningside. It's 10-9. Dakota Wesleyan, at last check, was tied with Midland. It was 7-7 early in the second half of play. So some interesting ball games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. 10-6 is the score here. Hastings out on top of Concordia. We're down to 12 minutes to play in quarter number four. So it's third down and 13 yards to go. Tufford backs up. Here comes the pressure. Tufford is going to be hit, and he's sacked. Riley Nicola again coming out for the corner there for the Broncos, getting a sack. Also in there for Hastings, Chase Langenberg. Another loss in the play as the ball is brought back all the way to the 29-yard line. And Concordia absolutely nothing offensively this afternoon. It is now fourth down. Fourth down for the Dogs. And 20 yards to go. Back into the ball game, T.J. Shiree for Concordia. Back deep for Hastings, Brinson Steinhauser. 10 guys on the line of scrimmage here for the Bronco defense. They're going after the block. It's going to be a high snap. Tyree brings it down, and Hastings nearly got there. They may have got a piece of that one. Aaron Valende was in there for Hastings. The ball running loose over there across the 45 to about the 42-yard line. So Aaron Valende came off of the corner for the Hastings punt block team there. Got his hands on it. But the ball took a nice roll for Concordia. It's finally blown dead down here at the Hastings College 43. Just a 29-yard punt. And now the Broncos have to do something with this good field position. They'll take over at their own 43. Hastings working from our right to our left here in the fourth quarter of play. A one-yard touchdown plunge for the Hastings offense from Dalton Seeley. And a couple of field goals, one of 41 yards from Ernesto Lucayo. And Hastings holding on to a 10-6 advantage. Here's Hubert running with the ball now, 50 down to the 45-yard line. So maybe it's monkey see, monkey do, as Cole Tuffer's been running the football successfully for Concordia. Now Hubert takes off there, moves the ball across the midfield stripe, takes the ball out of the 46-yard line of the Concordia Bulldogs. That was a run of 11 yards for Hubert. 10:50 to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings 10, Concordia 6. Justin Anderson to the right side now, and Travis Downtown Brown comes to the left. Hubert in the gun with Seeley in the backfield. Here's a pass in the middle. It's going to be caught by the tight end, Blake Horseman, and he falls down at the 25-yard line. Horseman gets the reception there for Hastings. That's going to be his fourth reception of the season. And Blake Horseman hauls it in. The tight end grabs the one there for Hastings. A nice play by Hubert. Takes the ball down to the 25-yard line. That's a pickup of 25 yards on the play. Or check that 15-yard gain on the play there for Hastings College as they move the ball to the 25. First down and 10. Here's Akeem Stencil with the ball now, looking to get outside. Stencil is still on his feet. He takes it to the sideline. He was stopped at the 30, and he finally falls forward to the 25-yard line. So Akeem Stencil found nothing but blue shirts out there. And finally gets the ball back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a half a yard gain there. But he was wrapped up certainly for a loss back here at the 30. He got away and took it down to the 24-yard line. So a pickup of a half a yard or so. Stencil comes out. Here comes Troy Hubert back into the ball game. Hastings trying to put a nail into the coffin here with a touchdown, as inept as the Concordia offense has been this afternoon. Second down, 9 yards to go. Here's a pass across the middle. It's caught there by Horseman. The exact same play. He takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. A 24-yard touchdown pass from Troy Huberts to Blake Horseman. I think that had to be the same play as they ran just a couple of plays ago. Blake Horseman hauls in a touchdown pass here. That's his second touchdown reception of the season, and the Broncos don't go out on top by a score of 16-6 in the ball game with a PAT pending here from Ernesto Lokyle. So a 25-yard touchdown pass by Troy Huberts has got the Broncos on the scoreboard here in this fourth quarter. Ernesto waiting on the snap. Ball is down. The kick is up there, and the extra point is good. Hastings nails a 7-pointer here midway through quarter number four. We've got 10 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the football game this afternoon. It's now Hastings 17, Concordia 6.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hey, hey, hey. Briar Cliff is leading Dort. They finally get something on the board there in the battle of the two teams at the cellar of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. It is Briar Cliff 3 and Dort nothing. Northwestern 17, Morningside 12. Updated score there as Northwestern continues to lead Morningside. Hastings now out on top of Concordia this afternoon. It's now 17-6 Broncos. Here's the kick by Ernesto Lokyle as he drills this one into the end zone. It's going to be run out of there by Jamarcus Walker to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25-yard line, and finally knocked down here at the 25. So Jamarcus Walker, a nice return there, finally brought down by Aaron Verlinde on the special teams. So Hastings and their defense back off of the far sideline, back onto the turf here this afternoon. Bulldog Stadium trying to continue to shut down this Bulldog offense. Concordia with 188 yards of total offense through three quarters. So last possession, they went in reverse. Here's Tufford again trying to get outside. He's not going to get there this time. Making the tackle over there for Hastings is Jared Noble. Hastings has had enough of that quarterback keeper stuff here. Now the Broncos pinning their ears back, and Tufford did not get outside, could not turn the corner because Jared Noble, the big guy over there for Hastings, to knock him down. As Noble is in there, as well as Riley Nicholas, had a sensational ball game for the Broncos as well. A loss of a yard in the play. They push it back to the 24-yard line. Second down and 11. Concordia working from our left to our right. Hastings showing blitz. They come with it. Tufford again. Quarterback keeper, and he's going to be wrapped up again. The ball comes loose. It's picked up by Riley Nicola. Nicola's got it. Is it a fumble? I think it is. Riley Nicola's going to get a fumble recovery for Hastings, and the Broncos have the ball. Riley is brought down. He picks up the loose ball at the 25-yard line, and the Broncos get their third turnover of the second half, and they get great field position at the Concordia 25-yard line. So Tufford again trying to keep it on the quarterback keeper around the right end. Broncos jar that ball loose from the freshman quarterback, and Riley Nicola was right there for Hastings. He gets the fumble recovery, and the Broncos in business now. First down and 10 on the Concordia 25-yard line, already leading the ball game by a score of 17-6. Hubert back in there at quarterback. He'll be under center now. Hands the ball away. Dalton Seeley. Pixon chooses his hole here across the 25 to the 20, and he takes it down to the 17-yard line. Tackle is made in there by number 25, Keith Brockmeyer, the junior from Prairie Grove, Arkansas, making the stop there for Concordia. Nice gain in the play for Dalton Seeley. Moves it from the 25 down to the 18-yard line. Pickup of 7 here from the former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk. So second down, 3 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the 17-yard line of Concordia. On the near side hash, wide receivers split to the right. They go back to Seeley, and he is met in the backfield, a loss in the play back here at the 22. A loss of 4 yards. That is Gerard Fleming. Fleming, a big, tough linebacker in there, knocks down Dalton Seeley. Boy, you don't see Dalton Seeley throwing for a loss too many times. I don't know if at all in his high school days. is met right there by Fleming. He's thrown down a two-yard loss for Dalton Seeley. It is third down and 5 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the 20. Wide receiver split to the right side. You've got Travis Brown. Nick Grummert down to the ball game. Nope, that's Seeley. Nope, that's Grummert in there. Here's Huber. He's going to throw the ball, and that's incomplete, trying to get it to Mike Novicki. And a nice defensive play there by Tom Maylander. Maylander knocks it loose. So Hastings again will have to go to the leg of Ernesto Locaio. A 1 yard touchdown run for Dalton Seeley. A 41 yard field goal from Ernesto Locaio. A 25 yard touchdown pass from Huber to Blake Horseman. That's been the scoring for Hastings. Now we've got a 37 yard field goal attempt from Ernesto. Ball is down and the kick goes end over end toward the uprights. It is good. So Ernesto Locaio adds another field goal. This one of 37 yards. The Broncos on the scoreboard again. We have got 8 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the football game. It's now Hastings 20, Concordia 6.
Hey, kids, I heard of a great place where you can start saving for something special. And they even add a little extra called dividends, which Dad says is the same as interest. It's the Pee Wee Penguin Savings Account at Hastings Federal Credit Union. For kids that are 12 and under, their club also gives you neat stuff just for opening an account. And you have a chance to win presents. Isn't that great? So tell Mom and Dad to take you to Hastings Federal Credit Union to save in the Pee Wee Penguin Young Savers Club because they serve people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Equal housing lender. Savings federally insured to $250,000 by NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, statistician Gene Shaw back here at Bulldog Stadium in Seward. Hastings College with a lead. It is now 20-6. Broncos out on top of the Concordia University Bulldogs this afternoon. Homecoming day today in Seward. This was a 10-3 ball game at halftime. Hastings able to get some points on the scoreboard here, scoring 10 in each half. And here comes the kickoff by Ernesto Locaio. That's going to be driven into the end zone. It's going to be run out of here by Concordia. Charles Dunbar brings the ball back and takes it to about the 14-yard line. So Dunbar brings the ball back there for Concordia to the short of the 20-yard line. They'll start this drive at about the 13. So now Concordia finds themselves trailing in this contest by the score of 20-6. 8:07 officially on the clock here. And it's going to be Tufford staying in there at quarterback. Tufford has got the ball. He wants to run it again, and he's not going to get much as he took it around between the guard and the tackle on the right side. He is stacked up on the play there, making the stop, Pete Botkin. So Hastings had problems containing the quarterback early in this half, but last couple of drives, the Broncos pinning their ears back and really having a little if any success. That was a gain of 1 yard in the play. There's now second down and 9 yards to go. Here's Tufford again. He throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Angling in from the right side is going to be T.J. Shiree. It's incomplete. So it's now third down and 9 yards to go. So now we've seen Shiree into the ball game as a wide receiver. That's his. He's also attempted two passes in the ball game as they've thrown the ball out to him over here, looking for be a lateral and a pass downfield, but he's not been able to connect downfield at all. Now he was in there as a wide receiver. He was expected to be the starting quarterback for Concordia this afternoon. Now Shiree splits out here as a wide receiver to the right side. Tufford pitches the ball back. Jamarcus Walker has got it. He wants to throw the football. Walker throws it, and it's tipped and nearly picked off. Zach Carlton got his hands on it there for Hastings. He tipped it up there, and Brian Callen was in the area trying to make a diving attempt on it. Could not come up with it. It's an incomplete pass. So Concordia just looking for anything, anything offensively to get things going here. It is now fourth down and 9 yards to go. Other than a scrambling quarterback, we have seen nothing that has worked for Concordia this afternoon. Fourth down and 9 yards to go. Bulldogs have the ball on their own 15-yard line. They'll have to punt things away again. Shiree stands back there at his own 1 yard line. Hastings will get good field position. Shiree will get the punt away. It's a low one. Brinson Steinhauser picks it up on the hop of the 46, looking for a blocker. He's back to the 49. He's wrapped up and down to the turf he goes. Pat Tyrance A reserve defensive back out of Lincoln comes down there to knock down Prinz and Steinhauser. But Hastings will start this drive first down and 10 on their own 48. We have got 7 minutes and 12 seconds to play in our football game here this afternoon. Bronco football on 1230 KHAS Hastings and across the nation and around the world on a World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Here's a handoff. Dalton Seeley angles right side across the 45 down to the 44. Seeley is wrapped up on the play. And now the Hastings offense will just work on the clock here. They've got a 20-6 advantage, and we're under 7 minutes to go. So Hastings, if they can hang on here, will go to 3 wins and 2 losses on the season. They'll get ready for Midland Lutheran next week. That'll be a 2 o'clock ball game at the Osborne Sports Complex. It'll be a homecoming weekend for Hastings, so a 2 o'clock start next week, 1:15 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Second down, 6 yards to go. Seeley again with the ball. Seeley across the 45, down to about the 43-yard line. Tackle is made in there inside for the Concordia defense. And making the stop, Ben Klein. Now Hastings looking at a third down situation. Third down is still about 5 yards to go as the football is down at the 43-yard line of Concordia. Time continues to tick away. Here we're down to 6 minutes and 15 seconds to play in this football game. Hastings College trying to lock one up here this afternoon. This has been anything but easy today for the Broncos. So third down now and 5 yards to go from the 43. Hubert under center. Wide receiver is Brown to the left side. Handoff now to Grummert. Grummert 45 down to the 40-yard line. And he falls forward down close to the 39, but still going to be a yard or so shy of a first down. So now what do you do here, Coach? Here comes the... Looks like the punt team coming on. Hastings will punt the ball away on fourth down and 2. I don't think the coach is worried about Concordia grinding out 60, 70, 80 yards against his defense. He's going to punt the football away here and try to pin Concordia back deep late in the ball game here. Zach Warner drops back deep at his own 10. Makayo stands at his own 44 to try to get this baby away. And now we've got a whistle and we've got a, what do we have, a timeout. We've got a timeout on the field. So we'll take a break here. Hastings College with the advantage. We're down to 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's Hastings College 20, Concordia 6.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College leading Concordia is 20-6 late in the football game here this afternoon. Ernesto Lacayo standing at his own 46-yard line following the timeout. Hastings looking at fourth down, 2 yards to go from the 40. There's a snap to Lakayo. Penalty flags are down. Ernesto gets into it, angles off to the right side. It goes out of bounds into the end zone. It's going to be a touchback here, but we'll check out the penalty flag back upfield. So a penalty flag is down as Ernesto bangs this one into the end zone. And what do we have here? The officials coming over to make the call. Looks like it's going to go against Hastings. Come on, guys, give us the call. I'm going to come over here and talk with Vance Winter. It's going to be a penalty against Hastings. And they're going to decline the penalty. And they're going to take the ball at the 20-yard line. Not going to give Ernesto another chance here. So Hastings out on top, 20-6. Dakota Wesleyan now leading Midland. It is 17-7. 12 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Also, Briarcliff leading Dort 3-0. They are into the fourth quarter. A game we're watching in Orange City this afternoon. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected again, but it's caught at the 23-yard line. Catch is made by Nate Stint. A game we're watching in Northwestern this afternoon at Orange City. It's a Northwestern continuing to lead, the fourth-ranked team of the nation, Morningside, 17-12. They are now into the fourth quarter. It is second down. Here's Tufford. His pass is going to be intercepted. It is intercepted by Brian Callen to the 20 at the 15, down to the 10-yard line. Hastings getting another turnover. That's their fourth one of the second half. And Brian Callen gets the interception. He takes the ball down to the 10-yard line. And the Broncos pretty well virtually wrap this baby up here as they get an interception from Brian Callen. And he gets the ball down to the 10-yard line. Going to spot the darn thing at the 8. So Hastings in business again. Brian Callen came up with a fumble early in this half. Hastings used to get a 41-yard field goal on the board to give him a 10-3 advantage. And Hastings is in business again. First down and goal from the 9-yard line is officially where they're going to put her down. Here's Dalton Seeley, angles off on the right side, and he's going to be stopped at the 8. Tackle is made in there by Harris and also Jerron Fleming. So the Broncos will wrap this one up. Their defense has played great football here in the second half, coming up with 4 turnovers against this Concordia offense. And Hastings now with the ball down here at the 8-yard line. It is 20-6. Hastings in the lead. Brown will come to the left side of the formation now. Michael Novicki will come along with him. Beatty lined up as a little flanker off to the left side. He's going to come back and get the handoff. He's across the 5-yard line. Beatty takes the ball down to the 3. So Zach Beatty gets a handoff there from Hubert as he heads for the goal line there. He stops short down here at the 3-yard line. And now Hastings looking at 3rd down. Concordia is solid inside the red zone. They're the second best team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in red zone defense. And we have seen that this afternoon. Boy, the Broncos get it down here. And we threw an interception earlier in the first half down here in the end zone. Now Hastings looking at 3rd down from the 3. Hubert waits on the snap. Gives the ball away to Steely, and Steely's going to be stopped. No gain in the play. And on the tackle there for the Concordia defense was Maylander again, the linebacker. No gain in the play for Dalton Steely, and Hastings now looking at 4th down, and here comes Buddy Man. Ernesto Lokyle comes into the ball game again for another field goal attempt. Hastings out on top by a couple of scores right now at 20-6. So Coach Merck, I'm sure not going to be happy with our red zone offense here this afternoon against a very good defense. Ball will be spotted at about the 10-yard line, more than a little extra point here. Here's the, we're going to have a penalty flag down. This will be a 20-yard field goal attempt by Ernesto Lokyle, but we've got a penalty flag down. They blow this one dead. It's going to be an illegal procedure against Hastings. That'll back him up 5 yards. So they'll back him up 5 yards here, and Hastings will have to try this one from the 15-yard line. This will be a 25-yard field goal attempt. This would get give Hastings a 23-6 advantage here in this contest. So a 5-yard penalty marched off against the Broncos and move the ball back to the 7. They'll spot the football at the 15, right in the center of the hash marks here. Hubert will hold. Ball is down. The kick is up, and Ernesto bangs home another 3. A 25-yard field goal by Ernesto Lokyle for Hastings, accounting for a majority of the Bronco points here this afternoon. Could be our player of the game, as we named out later on. We got another break in the action here. Hastings tacks on another 3. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the football game. It's now Hastings 23, Concordia 6.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
After the ball game today, stick around. We've got the player of the game. Then we've got the coach's post-game show. Expect to see head coach Paul Merkowitz back up to the broadcast facility, and then we'll get you back to the KHAS sports studios. Tyler Moffitt will be along. We'll have all the scores from across the GPAC and across the nation today on Ion Sports. Here's another kickoff that's through the end zone from Ernesto Lokyle, and Concordia will come back to the 20-yard line. So we got 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings has now built a 23-6 advantage over Concordia this afternoon. And the Concordia offense will try to get something on the board here. It was 7-3 at halftime in favor of Hastings, and the Broncos outscored Concordia here in the second half now, 16-3. There's a pass to the near side. It's going to be caught here at the 22 and then ridden out of bounds. Gridell grabbing the ball there for Concordia. He moves it from the 20 onto the 22-yard line. So a pickup of 2 yards on the play. Second down and 8 yards to go. Backing up again is going to be Tolford with the ball. Cox the arm. Now he's going to run with it. Comes in the near side, 25, and he's knocked out of bounds over here at the 28-yard line. Alec Diffendaffer for the Hastings College defense knocking Tolford out of bounds. So they bring it to about the 28. Still going to be short of a first down by a couple of yards. Third down and 2 yards to go. Concordia will go to 1-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after this one this afternoon. They will drop to 2-3 overall, playing that non-conference game, a win over Peru State. Going straight ahead with the football and picking up the first down across the 30 out to the 31-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Adam Killip for Hastings. That was a running play there by Jamarcus Walker, getting the handoff from Cole Tufford, who evidently has assumed the starting quarterback's job now for Concordia, going all the way here in this one. There's a throw to the far side. It's going to be incomplete. It bounces to Jamarcus Walker. Bounces off of the turf. Incomplete pass. And it is now second down and 10 yards to go. Down to a minute and 45 seconds to play here in this one. This has been anything but a picture-perfect football game for either squad here this afternoon. But Hastings College, you know, coming out here with a win. It's 23-6 right now. Second down and 10 yards to go. Concordia with the ball from their own 31. Backing up is Tolford. Here comes the pressure again. They get it to Jamarcus Walker. He's going to be thrown for a loss. Over here for Hastings defensively, making the stop for the Broncos was Tanner Knox. Tanner knocks down Jamarcus Walker. A loss on the play from the 31 back to the 27. A 4-yard loss. Nice play there by Tanner Knox for Hastings, who's entered the ball game now. He's a 6'1", 185-pound freshman out of Millard North. There's a pass that's going to be picked off again. Picked off by Brinson Steinhauser right across the middle of the field at the 35-yard line. The fifth turnover for Concordia in the second half alone. Five turnovers on Concordia since halftime, and the Broncos get the ball back at the 35-yard line of Concordia, leading by a score of 23-6. The Bronco D has played well here in the second half. And the fans start to file toward the X's now as the Broncos have locked this one up. A minute and 12 seconds to play in the football game as Hastings will come out one final time here offensively. A sensational job by Tony Harper's defense here this afternoon kept Hastings around, and the Broncos made some plays, made just enough plays to win this baby. Hastings with a 23-6 advantage right now. Nick Grummert on a pitch play. Grummert across the 35 to the 30 and powers his way down to the 29-yard line. So Hastings College heading for the goal line one more time here this afternoon, under a minute to go. As we check the score over in Orange City, it is still 17-12 at last check. Northwestern with the lead over Morningside, which will be an upset in the NAIA today. Morningside ranked number 4 in the country. Here's Hubert under center. He's just going to come back and take a knee, and that's going to be all she wrote. Hastings, I don't think, will have to snap it anymore here as we're down to 35 seconds to go. And they get the ball ready for play here. That's going to be all she wrote as the play clock has just now started, and Hastings will not have to snap the ball anymore here in this contest. And the Broncos are going to get out of here with a hard-fought win this afternoon. It was a 7-3 ball game at halftime, but five second-half turnovers for Concordia is going to spell defeat for the Bulldogs this afternoon. They had the Broncos on the ropes in the first half, and then Hastings had trouble controlling the quarterback, Cole Tufford, in the second half, early in the third quarter of play, but they buttoned down the defense, and Hastings gets out of here with a win this afternoon as the clock reaches zero in the end zone, and the Broncos have won the football game here this afternoon. Final score, Hastings 23 and Concordia 6. You're listening to Bronco Football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Seward. Hastings College locks up the win here this afternoon. The Broncos are now 3-2 on the season, as they've knocked off the Concordia Bulldogs, final score of 23-6. Concordia will drop to one win, three losses in the conference. They'll be 2-3 overall. Hastings picking up the win after grabbing a 7-3 halftime lead. Concordia ended up in the ball game today with three interceptions and also two fumbles. So five turnovers all in the second half. And Hastings was able to put just enough points on the scoreboard this afternoon to knock off Concordia by the score of 23-6. Scoring in the ball game, Hastings scoring early in the contest. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Dalton Seeley, a one-yard run. The point after touchdown was good. Made the score 7-0. Hastings on a six-play, 38-yard drive there. Then in the second quarter, Concordia getting a 24-yard field goal from Kenny Zoller to make it a 7-3 ball game. That's the way the first half ended. By the way, that field goal was set up by a 60-yard screen pass from Cole Tuffer to Jamarcus Walker. That set him up in good field position. In fact, inside the Bronco 10, but the Hastings defense kept him out of there. And Concordia had to settle for that field goal, which is through the upper ice, to make it 7-3. That was the halftime score. Then Hastings recovers a fumble early in the third quarter. Brian Callen recovers a fumble at the 46-yard line. Hastings could not move the ball from there. Broncos had to settle for a 41-yard field goal from Ernesto Lucayo. That came with 12:34 to play in the third quarter. The Broncos had a 10-3 advantage. Concordia then came down and got a 27-yard field goal from Kenny Zoller to make it a 10-6 ball game heading into the fourth quarter. Then the Broncos getting a 25-yard touchdown pass from Troy Huber to Blake Horseman to make it a 17-6 ball game. They got a couple of turnovers late. They got a 37-yard field goal from Lakyle to make it 20-6. Then Brian Callen recovering a fumble. Broncos settling for a 25-yard field goal from Ernesto. And the final margin of victory here, 23-6. Hastings College wins it this afternoon over Concordia. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll come back and check the final numbers for you. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service, build this business.
Score more savings with Toshiba Televisions at Rogers Incorporated. Kick off the season with big savings on a new Toshiba TV and get up to a $50 delivery rebate by mail with the purchase of a qualifying Toshiba TV, $7.99 and up. Plus 12 months, no interest with monthly payments. Offers good through October 2nd. Ask Rogers for details. Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings, open every day.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings, or online at KurtzChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College wins it this afternoon. Final score of 23-6 over the Concordia Bulldogs. Checking some other scores, Midland is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan. The score is 21-17. The Warriors just had a pick six. They picked off a pass and returned it 68 yards for a touchdown. So they've got 6 minutes to play in their ball game. Midland is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 21-17. Briar Cliff is now leading Dort by the score of 17-7. They've got 4 minutes to play, 4 minutes and some change left in the fourth quarter. Hastings here beating Concordia by the score of 23-6. And at last check, the ball game over in Orange City was still a 17-12 ball game as Morningside is trailing the Red Raiders out of Northwestern. The other game of the conference is tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan is playing at Sioux Falls. So 23-6 was the final score here this afternoon. Hastings beating Concordia. Checking the final numbers in the ball game, Hastings had 14 first downs today. Concordia had just 8. The Broncos rushing the ball 43 times today for 172 yards. Troy Hubert was 14 out of 26. Throwing the football, he had one interception, threw for 168 yards. So the Broncos came up with 340 yards of total offense today. Concordia was held to just 213. The Bulldogs rushed 32 times for 131 yards. They also threw for 82 yards in the ballgame as their two quarterbacks combined to go 10 out of 25 today with three interceptions. So 340 yards of total offense for Hastings, 213 for Concordia. Broncos came up with the three interceptions today and also picked up a couple of fumbles as well. Ernesto Locayo punting five times today, but averaged only 32.6. Concordia's punter T.J. Shirey punted the ball eight times, an average of 32 yards. The Broncos had one interception and one fumble. So mentioned Concordia had five turnovers today. They had three interceptions and two fumbles. The Broncos penalized five times today for 30 yards. Concordia had just three penalties for 20. Hastings won the time of possession. Broncos 32-45 compared to 27-15 for Concordia. The Broncos just 1 out of 13 on third down conversions today. Meanwhile, Concordia 4 out of 15. So Hastings racking up 340 yards of total offense compared to 213. They beat Concordia by the score of 20-6. Checking some individual numbers for Hastings, Dalton Seeley, 22 carries today, 95 yards and a 1-yard touchdown run. Other than that, not a whole lot of production for the Broncos. Again, rushing the football, Troy Hubert ran it eight times for 34 yards. Keen Stensel ran it seven times for 24. Nick Grummert, four carries and 15 yards. As we mentioned, Troy Hubert, 14 out of 26, throwing the football today, 168 yards, one interception, and one touchdown. Receiving, Blake Horseman, four catches for 65. Nate Arnold, three catches for 52. He had all those in the first half of play. Michael Novicki, two catches for 23, and Justin Anderson, two catches for 17. For Concordia today, Cole Tufford, their quarterback, ran the ball 17 times today for 108 yards. Most of those were in the second half. Other than that, not a whole lot of production for the Bulldogs. Jake Gradell rushed the ball six times for 8 yards. Jamarcus Walker, five carries, 8 yards. Derek Blessing, two carries for 5. Cole Tufford was 10 out of 23 today, throwing the ball for just 82 yards. He had three interceptions. Jamarcus Walker was 0 for 1 passing the football this afternoon. Walker had three receptions for 58 yards. Kyle Hoffman, two catches for 11. T.J. Shirey had two catches for 1 yard. Derek Blessing had one catch for 6. So those are the offensive numbers for you. 23-6, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon. Leading tackler for Hastings, they've got Adam Killip with 7 total tackles here this afternoon. Alec Diffendaffer is hit with 6.5 tackles today. And Chase Langenberg had 6. The Broncos sacked the quarterback twice in the football game this afternoon. Ben Klein was the leading tackler for Concordia. He had 9.5 stops. And Gerard Fleming had 6.5 stops for Concordia. Again, Hastings College wins it this afternoon over Concordia by the score of 23-6. The Broncos are now 3-2 on the season. They'll return home for their homecoming ball game coming up next Saturday at Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Sports Complex. That'll be a later start, 2 o'clock starting time, 1:15 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Again, the final score, Hastings College knocking off Concordia by the score of 23-6. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Broncos postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
We're back here in Seward. Hastings College knocks off Concordia today. Final score of 23-6 as the Broncos move to 3 wins and 2 losses on the season. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. We've got an offensive player, we've got a defensive player, and we've got a special teams player of the game coming up. We'll tell you the winners right after this.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Hastings College again wins it 23-6 over Concordia this afternoon. Our offensive player of the game is going to be the leading rusher in the ball game, Dalton Seeley. 22 carries, 95 yards, and a touchdown for the Broncos. Defensively, the guy who led the charges this afternoon, Adam Killip, is credited with 7 tackles for Hastings today, leading the defensive charges on a defense that came up with 5 turnovers all in the second half of play. Then our special teams player of the day, how about a guy who puts 11 points on the scoreboard? That was Ernesto Lacayo. He even missed a field goal here this afternoon. That's his first miss of the season, either extra points or field goals. And Ernesto bangs home 11 points for Hastings College here this afternoon in this 23-6 victory. So Ernesto Lacayo, Adam Killip, and also Dalton Seeley are players of the game as Hastings College knocks off the Dogs here in Seward by the score of 23-6. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned for more postgame coming your way on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Score more savings with Toshiba Televisions at Rogers Incorporated. Kick off the season with big savings on a new Toshiba TV and get up to a $50 delivery rebate by mail with the purchase of a qualifying Toshiba TV, $7.99 and up. Plus 12 months, no interest with monthly payments. Offers good through October 2nd. Ask Rogers for details. Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings, open every day.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 227 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
And we're back in Seward. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 23-6 over the Concordia Bulldogs. As head coach Paul Merkowitz joins us, and maybe that's the case. A sigh of relief getting out of here with a win here this afternoon, huh?
Yeah, our defense played extremely well, as you know. And, you know, we did enough offensively. Like I said, we feel like we should have put more points on the board. Obviously, when you get that many turnovers, that's so many short fields, not as productive as we wanted to be, but, you know, a win is a win. We're on the road. We seem to be playing better on the road for some reason, but our guys did a nice job. Came out in the second half. We're ready to go. That's a good defensive program, and we knew that kind of going in. And so, you know, I thought we did the things we needed to do. We'd like to execute a little bit better. make some better decisions with the football, but we'll go back and go back to work and go from there.
I think I mentioned a couple of times that this team had any kind of an offense, it could be a dangerous team because that defense was pretty rock solid out there today, especially inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, and they got a couple of big plays, but we kind of felt again, I hate to keep saying the same thing, but we kind of felt that as long as we kind of stayed in our fits, you know, they hit a screen pass, and then we made the adjustment with that, and basically Adam Killip stopped every screen that they were running. I think that's where probably 6 of 7 of his tackles came from. And, yeah, they just did a really nice job, you know, staying over the top of everything. And you know, like I said, I think our offensive line started to do some really nice things in the third and the fourth. And you know, a lot of good things to work off of, you know, kind of go from there.
It didn't look like you were really concerned about this offense taking the ball down the field 70 or 80 yards, maybe played a little conservatively in the second half?
Yeah, a little bit. I think we threw the ball and got the touchdown, but I don't think after we scored that touchdown to go up 2 scores, I'm not convinced we threw the ball after that. And you know, again, just wanted to keep the thing short. We knew we were in field goal range all the time. And, again, I mean, it's not it ain't pretty. And you know, you hear I hear what people have to say, but I also understand that, you know, ultimately we're winning games you know, when you got a guy that can make it from pretty much anywhere on the field, and why take a chance and put your defense in a bad position?
Yeah, today, Coach, he misses one, though, his first miss of the season.
I know. Needs to get back to work, apparently.
All right, Hastings College wins it this afternoon, 23-6 over Concordia. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
And we're back with the coach. Hastings winning it by the score of 23-6 over Concordia. Coach, we saw the emergence today of Nate Arl. He had 3 catches in the first half of play, had 52 yards, made some great catches, I thought, in traffic today.
Yep, he really did. And we finally got that crossing route. And, you know, he's a little quicker than Mike, even though Mike's a little longer. But does a really nice job of getting through all the mess there and making himself able. He really did a nice job of catching the ball and hanging on to it. He's done a lot of different things for us in special teams. And you know, we actually, believe it or not, we've got a couple of packages in that are just for him. We didn't get to those today. But we have some things where we try to get him the ball in some different situations.
Did not see him a whole lot in the second half, just the way the game.
I think Mike started playing a little bit better, you know. And you know, I think, you know, Nathan, as he's learning our system, is getting better but doesn't know all of it. And Mike really does. And so, you know, we just kind of felt like we went with the guys that we felt the most comfortable with. And Mike's earned that opportunity. Made a couple of mistakes early, made the adjustments, and Nate did a nice job stepping up.
172 yards rushing today. We can't get out of a post game without talking about the rushing attack. Happy with that?
It was better. I mean, against them, yeah. Because against them, I don't know. You know, obviously I know Dakota Wesleyan put up some big numbers, but there's some good teams that know how to run the football, like Midland and Nebraska Wesleyan, that didn't come close to doing that. And so I was pleased with what we did. I'd like to see a little bit more. Like I said, I thought we wore them down over a period of time. And had we maybe mixed in a couple of play-action passes late in the fourth quarter, I think we'd have had some people open. But just didn't feel it necessary, so we didn't do it.
Troy Hubert, that quarterback today, 14 out of 26 throwing the ball. He had 1 pick. That was the one down here in the end zone, 168 yards. Not a great day, but I thought a better day, wouldn't it?
Better day. I mean, that's one he's got to have back. That's one that, you know, we got to recognize the situation, and that's what I told him when he came off, that we just got to, as a senior, he's got to know the situation. We're in field goal range. It was a hitch and a go, and we had no go. And so there's no reason to throw it. There's another route on the back end of that that comes back in, and I don't even think we looked at it. We just kind of put it up when we get a play. And, you know, I think that's part of, you know, Troy's transition, not having Maurice out there. It's not a knock on Justin, but you know, Maurice made the, you know, a year ago we threw the ball up, Maurice made a play. It didn't matter where it was. You know, it's just a different scheme with different personnel, and we just got to kind of change how we do some of those things, because that stuff will come back and hurt you. You know, to go up 10-3, because we're definitely in field goal range when we do that, you know, that's tough. We've got to make better decisions on that.
Okay, we'll take a break. Come back with the coach right after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing, from creative layouts to finished products.
experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
No.
We're 44 down north.
All right. We're back here in Seward as Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Concordia. We're talking turnovers, Coach. We finally win the turnover war here this afternoon. We turn them over five. We turn it over twice ourselves. So.
Well, you hit right at the beginning. I mean, if we turn them over five and we lose the turnover battle, we got real. I'm probably not up here talking to you. So, like I said, we did a really nice job with that. I thought our defense played extremely well, put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and you know, for the most part, minus maybe one or two plays in our fits all day long and filling gaps and covering people the way we're supposed to. And so, real nice job, real nice effort. We're going to need the same thing again next Saturday against Midland.
Yeah, Midland, at last report, had a lead on Dakota Wesleyan, and that is the case right now. 21-17 is the score. They stopped Dakota Wesleyan on the 2-yard line with a minute and 4 seconds to play. So Midland in a tussle up there, and Mitchell, this is a good football team. They got a lot of guys in there from Dana, I know, on the squad. And you seen anything on Midland?
Saw a little bit of film on them, more of their offense, because it was a Concordia defense, and they played them in a tight game up here and beat them 7-3. And you know, if they can get that one, I think they're going to be pretty fired up. I'd assume they'd be fired up coming in our place anyways. It's homecoming next Saturday, and so just got to get ourselves ready, man. Another week in the GPAC.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, buddy.
Head coach Paul Merkowitz again, Hastings College winning it here this afternoon, 23-6 over Concordia. The Broncos breaking away from a 7-3 halftime lead and putting the Dogs down 23-6, the final score here this afternoon. So that will wrap things up from Bulldog Stadium in Seward this afternoon. Again, the Broncos will take on Midland Lutheran next Saturday. That'll be a 2 o'clock starting time at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, on the air with a pregame show at 1:15. Don't go away. We've got Tyler Maffitt. He's standing by in the KHAS Sports Studios. We'll have a complete scoreboard show, all the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference, all the scores from across the nation here this afternoon in NCAA Division I play. But again, Hastings College winning this afternoon 23-6 over Concordia. The Broncos now 3-2 on the 2010 campaign. Concordia drops to a record of 2 wins and 3 losses. They are 1-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, the final score, Hastings knocks off Concordia this afternoon by the score of 23-6. For my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, Tyler Maffitt. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Seward.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 227 East Side Boulevard. Our Bronco football coverage continues with Ion Sports, brought to you up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
This is Eye on Sports, a look at scores from around the state and around the nation. Brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings.
Eye on Sports for 1230 KHAS, I'm Tyler Maffitt. Hastings College defeating the Concordia Bulldogs by a score of 23-6. Taking a look at the scoring drives, Dalton Seeley scored his second collegiate touchdown in the first quarter from a yard out, putting the Broncos up 7-0. The Bulldogs got some points on the board in the second quarter with a 24-yard field goal, making the score 7-3. In the third quarter, Nestor Lacayo nailed a field goal to put the Broncos up 10-3. Late in the third, Concordia kicked a field goal, making it 10-6. Then in the fourth quarter, a 24-yard touchdown pass from Troy Hubert to Blake Horseman put the Broncos up 17-6. Ernesto Lacayo kicked a couple of field goals to give the Broncos some insurance at 23-6. And that's how things wrapped up as Hastings College defeated Concordia 23-6. Taking a look at other games in the GPAC, Briar Cliff is taking on the Dort Defenders this afternoon. Somebody moves up the conference standings this weekend as they are the last two squads looking for a league win. At last check, Briar Cliff was leading Dort 17-7 in the fourth quarter. Midland has been through a couple ranked teams and now readies for their third. The first time away from Memorial Field, Midland at last check leading 21st ranked Dakota Wesleyan 21-17 in the fourth quarter. In what the GPAC says might be the NAIA's top matchup, 4th-ranked Morningside is trailing 18th-ranked Northwestern by a score of 17-12. Morningside is 4-0 on the season. Northwestern is 3-1. Well, just as the Prairie Wolves tasted some success on the season getting their first win, the schedule sends them to the Cougars' Den. That game is scheduled to be played tonight as number 1-ranked Sioux Falls takes on Nebraska Wesleyan. The team we haven't heard from in the GPAC, the Doan Tigers, have the weekend off. When we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the Big 12 and the Big 10 right after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Eye on Sports for 1230 KHAS. I'm Tyler Maffitt. Taking a look at scores from around the Big 12, Nebraska has a bye week as they prepare for Kansas State next Thursday after coming off what Bo Pelini called an embarrassing performance against South Dakota State, winning 17-3. The Huskers are 4-0 on the season. In the most anticipated game of the weekend in the Big 12, 8th-ranked Oklahoma is taking on number 21 Texas in the Red River rivalry. Texas is coming off a loss against UCLA last week. At last check, Oklahoma was leading Texas by a score of 14-7. Baylor played the Kansas Jayhawks today. We have a final score on that game, Baylor defeating Kansas 55-7. Also in the Big 12, Missouri taking on Colorado. That game scheduled for 6 o'clock Central. Earlier in the week, Oklahoma State defeated Texas A&M. A late pick and a field goal lifted Oklahoma State past Texas A&M. Final score on that game, Oklahoma State 38, the Aggies 35. And finally in Big 12 action, Texas Tech taking on Iowa State. That game is also scheduled for 6 o'clock Central. Turning now to the Big Ten, the Buckeyes' Big Ten opening trip to Champaign, Illinois will be their first venture outside the confines of the Horseshoe, where they're facing a 2-1 Illinois team coming off a bye week. We do have a final score on that game. Number 2, Ohio State defeating Illinois by a score of 24-13. Denard Robinson was expected to play against Indiana after injuring his knee during last week's win over Bowling Green. At last check, number 19, Michigan was leading Indiana 14-7 in the first quarter. The past two meetings between the Hawkeyes and Penn State have seen Iowa shock a Penn State team ranked in the top five. It's a little different now as number 17 Iowa is taking on number 22 Penn State. That game begins at 7 o'clock Central Time. At last check, number 11 Wisconsin was taking on number 24 Michigan State. In the first quarter, Wisconsin had the lead 7-3. That was at last check. We also have a final score from the Big Ten at last check. Northwestern 29, Minnesota 28. We'll take a look at scores from around the top 25 NCAA Division I college football next.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Eye on Sports for 1230 KHAS. I'm Tyler Maffitt as we now take a look at scores from around the top 25 of NCAA Division I college football. Number 1, Alabama will take on 7th-ranked Florida. The winner of the past two matchups has gone on to win the national title. The Crimson Tide take on the Gators tonight at 7 o'clock Central. As we reported last section, the Buckeyes' Big Ten trip to Champaign, Illinois will be their first venture outside the confines of the Horseshoe. Final score on that game, number 2, Ohio State 24, Illinois 13. Number 3, Boise State plays New Mexico State tonight at 7 o'clock Central. Number 4, Oregon takes on number 9, Stanford at 7 o'clock. TCU enters league play hoping to maintain its momentum toward another unbeaten season, beginning with its visit to Colorado State. At last check, number 5, TCU was leading Colorado State 20-0. Number 6, Nebraska is off this week as the Huskers prepare for Kansas State next Thursday. Texas enters the Red River rivalry, reeling after its 34-12 loss at home to UCLA. At last check, number 8 Oklahoma was leading number 21 Texas 14-7 in the second quarter. Number 10 Auburn hosted Louisiana Monroe, which the Tigers have won in all 7 previous meetings. And you can make that 8 previous meetings as Auburn defeated Louisiana Monroe 52-3. That's a final score. Number 11 Wisconsin over number 24 Michigan State by a score of 7-3. That game is in the first quarter. At last check, number 12 LSU was leading Tennessee 7-0 in the first quarter. Numbers 13 through 15 all have bye weeks or have already played. And number 16 Miami had 30, defeating Clemson by a score of 30-21. Of course, tonight, number 17 Iowa squares off against number 22 Penn State at 7 o'clock Central. Number 18 USC plays Washington tonight at 7. And Denard Robinson was expected to play against Indiana after injuring his knee. Number 19 Michigan at last check in their score, 14 over Indiana, who has 7. That game is in the first quarter. At last check, number 23 NC State had 14 over Virginia Tech with 0. And with the in-state rivalry, number 25 Nevada takes on UNLV tonight at 9 o'clock Central. Stick around. When we come back, we'll take a look at scores and games scheduled for tomorrow around the NFL.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Eye on Sports for 1230 KHAS. I'm Tyler Maffitt, taking a look at games scheduled for tomorrow in the NFL on our sister station ESPN 1550 KICS. The Baltimore Ravens will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers at 11:30. Washington will take on the Philadelphia Eagles at 3:15. And the Chicago Bears will square off against the New York Giants at 6:30. Once again, those games will be aired on our sister station ESPN 1550 KICS. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast for Eye on Sports on 1230 KHAS. I'm Tyler Maffitt.
Eye on Sports has been brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings. Hastings College Football is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.